want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
You can either argue that maybe that was courageous of the judge to fly in the face of public opinion, or maybe he's just simply wrong and 99% of the people are right.
All right, Frank on the line from New York. Go ahead, Frank. What's your question?
I just want to say that fundamentally, I object to any judge throwing out the decision made by the people. But in this case, I think murder might be a little bit more... Oh, was that for me?
Yeah. Right. They're very impressed, Frank. Maybe you should be on here hosting the show.
Yes, fundamentally, I object to that at the most base level. However, this is something that I don't think is murder as much as manslaughter from everything I've ever read about the case and the difference between murder and manslaughter. But the true tragedy here is that Don and Mike are not live on WNEW in New York anymore.
Oh, that was lovely. Nice touch. We'll ignore that caller. Thanks, Frank, you pig. Okay. You want to respond, baby Nelda?
Well,
not to the burp, please.
I wasn't sure what you were asking for there, but no, I'm not going to respond to that. But I will say it is a real reach for any judge to overturn a jury decision, because no matter what we think, no matter what your audience thinks...
to McVeigh. This is sort of kind of an eerie 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, Terry Nichols is one of the two men convicted in the Oklahoma City bombing, along with Timothy McVeigh, of course, and his ex-wife is named Lana Padilla. So this is part of the whole conspiracy theory that's going around. People are talking about it the same way that, you know, Kennedy had a secretary named Lincoln, and Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy. There was an ex-wife named Padilla, and is there any connection? We don't see any connection there, but it's got people buzzing, so it was a curiosity, if nothing else.
All right, Rob is on the phone from New Jersey. What's your question, Rob?
My comment, really, it's not so much a question. I believe that this conspiracy theory and the alleged comparison, the alleged similarity between, look at the pictures of these two men. They look nothing alike. All the conspiracy theorists are saying, oh my God, they could be twins, when in effect they can't even be third cousins. This is reducing a very serious issue into silliness, when the real conspiracy is why Don and Mike are not on live and W.
Jonathan, we have had some real nutballs today, haven't we, folks?
Can you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-616-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the run. Stop the run.
Than right here, right now. why are they following you at the end of the studio?
They're here to play some trivia, Mike.
Yeah. Why are they holding your hand? What is that all about? Hey, look, one of them's got a Bob Ryan poster.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi. One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. And his soul is one of art. If your discretion advised.
Rob, beware.
There he is.
Double speed. Hey. In the house.
Double C, what's up?
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. and all the ships at sea. Now, they don't normally discuss the president and the vice president, but today they will discuss Bush and Dick. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this glorious Wednesday.
Wednesday.
June 9th. Third, and here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067, New York.
Are you stupid or something?
Right. Here he is to my left and to your right. Today, bleeding from the ears, bleeding from my belly button.
Sorry.
Right? I got blood coming out from underneath of my toenails.
I got carried away.
You look like you've been through a thrasher.
I look like Mike Tyson after the fight last weekend.
That's right. Couldn't here, stop myself.
Here he is, everybody. Still heavyweight champion. It's getting announced on the show. Buzz Gurdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there. Let me just say, sway any fears out there. This is going to be a strip trivia Wednesday. Wonderful.
Yay.
The contestants are in the lobby now.
That's exciting.
Now, we are going to cut them a little bit of slack, being as there's a monsoon passing through the D.C. area right now.
Oh, and if you'll allow me, I got a little bit of a bone, a big old bone to pick with the weatherman, Mr. Bob Ryan. I was watching last night, who just apparently every time we get thunderstorms, I guess every meteorologist says when you get a thunderstorm, it's going to clear up afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't cleared up.
No, it hasn't.
And you know what? You know where I live now, in my little hamlet?
Well, Mike,
that's where they had that golf ball size hail.
Eventually, though, he's correct.
Yes.
Eventually. It will clear up tomorrow.
Funny you bring that up, Don.
Or the next day.
Let me offer up a quote from Bob Ryan last night. These thunderstorms are already diminishing. And as soon as they get through tonight, it should, later on tonight, it should clear up. And it should be just fine. Well, I awake this morning to the sound of raindrops, and then I drive to work in what amounts to a total monsoon.
Yeah, wow. And
the traffic is paralyzed.
In the parking lot. So, we
the golf ball size hail, let me tell you something. Last night, the golf ball size hail, I'd never experienced it.
Did you go out and hit a few?
It was absolutely devastating.
Sure.
Absolutely incredible. And I didn't know what it was at first. I thought, really, the house, I got one of these A-frame deals now, and I thought the house was going to lift off its foundation. When in fact it was the sound of these rocks hitting the skylight. Sounded exactly like that every single time. And they were all doing shaving a haircut.
Oh, that would drive you crazy.
Hold on.
Yeah. All right. Terrifying.
Very nice.
In fact, strip trivia is on today.
Hooray.
And we will get to that momentarily. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Just wanted to let you know I am pulled over in Fairfax with my lights, my emergency lights on. And
Everybody, listen, please
don't do that.
And here's the kind of guy that does this, the guy that can't get that sentence out. I'm pulled over on lights on with.
Oh, and he hung up. Damn.
I can't tell you, this is a part of the problem. If you've ever been to the D.C. metro area,
right.
The Beltway is a gigantic highway that goes around the city of Washington.
A circumference road.
And the problem is, when it rains, you get dumbasses like that guy who pull off on the side of the road.
Just stop.
And once one guy pulls off and turns his flashers on,
right.
then another guy follows and thinks, well, maybe there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the city of Washington's highway system was designed, it was they came up with the idea, as opposed to having adequate highway systems from the populated outlying areas going into the city, they would have limited two-lane roads feeding a giant circle so as to create total and utter pandemonium.
But even with that, with the flawed system that is the Beltway,
mm-hmm.
it is the stupidity mm-hmm. of guys like that
yes.
who, when it's raining, pull off on the side of the road and turn their flashers on mm-hmm. that turn it into a total CF.
Right. And I am not exaggerating, and I don't think this is unique to Washington, D.C., but the afternoon, now that we do this this midday shift, mm-hmm. I will tell you that I have become aware that during the summer, the afternoon commute begins at 12:30.
Really?
At half yeah. past the lunch hour, that is when people go home after their day at work. That's when because otherwise, I'm just estimating that people could not be in that kind of traffic out on Route 66 when I'm heading home. Without leaving at like 12:30 or 1:30.
Because the traffic is so awful getting from downtown to the point where you get onto 66.
And where I am, which is way, way, way out, it would have to be, that would have to be the case. Mm-hmm. It's just, and now it's like coming, going, sideways, it's just, forget it.
All I know is, please, if you're driving on the Beltway right now and it's raining, for God's sake, that's why your car comes equipped with windshield wipers.
Exactly.
And many cars even have a windshield wiper for the back window, unless you are absolutely having some type of fatal seizure, do not, I repeat, listen to me, do not pull your car over to the side of the road.
You'll be happy to know that when the rain was at its absolute heaviest, Don, I was not only cruising along in the left-hand lane, but having a wonderful conversation at the same time.
God bless you.
And it was absolutely, I mean, you couldn't see. You right. couldn't see at all, but it, well, why pull over? Why create more crap for
Keep
people
moving.
To deal with?
Keep moving.
And then I want to thank the mailman that broke down right here on Main Street in Fairfax. I mean, 5 seconds from the building, and I was like, hey, what's up? Break down in the middle of the road.
So freaking stupid people. Those people should have their driver's license taken away,
right.
and then they should be castrated.
I would say 80% of Americans, 80%, a full 80% of them, are not qualified. What was that?
Whose phone went off?
Oh, it's my other line. Sorry, fellas.
Oh, it's the guy on the phone. Hello,
scared. God, that was so clear. What a wonderfully clear connection.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling from Princeton, where I get both New York and WISP.
Okay.
And the programming team in New York is still playing your bumpers throughout the entire day's programming, including the afternoon.
You mean they're still playing promos for our show?
Absolutely. All the way through, I was listening. I had to work late until past 11 o'clock at night, at least a dozen times.
Yeah, it's going to be just fine.
Beyond ridiculous.
But I'm very happy that I can get you in Philadelphia.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
Thank you. See
Bye.
You later. Thank you. See you later. That's why... And now this, not tongue-in-cheek, I mean this seriously, this is why this company has assembled the greatest programming minds that radio has on the face of the planet. Please don't misunderstand me. I am not in any way being cynical. I am
I
speaking
understand.
The truth.
I know. You're right.
This company has assembled
gospel truth.
The most amazing brain trust
I'm not laughing.
Of radio program directors.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to gauge. It's like, you want to know what it's like? Rent the movie A Beautiful Mind. That's what it looks like. You know how in that movie, Gladiator, he's got all them different numerological
counselors and stuff
going through his head?
Yeah.
It's like he looks at that. He goes down to the CIA, and Russell Crowe looks at that.
You mean in A Beautiful Mind? You
right.
said Gladiator.
Yeah.
You confused
but
all of us.
He's the Gladiator.
He's
though.
The Gladiator,
right.
but yeah, well, he's okay. So he's looking at all. He can see the problem that would take the average genius in math months to figure out, and
right.
he just can process it.
Right there, I'm telling you, that is just, you know what?
You know, Don,
the guys, the guys who program
right.
radio stations for our company,
yes.
they make that guy look like a moron.
Now, do you think, though, they're like him, where, you know, at the end of the movie, he's really half the people he's talking to are figments of his imagination?
No, Mike, I believe that all of the people who are above us in power in this company, and particularly those in the management and programming end, certainly deserve their highly appointed places in this company, and for God's sakes, I mean, listen, I bow to the higher power. They know what they're doing.
Don't question they do.
They know what they're doing, and I, for one, salute them.
I salute and support them.
I salute them.
Amen.
I say you've got a show on WNEW that you're running reruns of, and you're running reruns of reruns that just ran 2 weeks ago, and you're still promoting the fact throughout the day that the show is on. Who can argue with that?
Exactly.
Who can argue with that logic? Go back to the great minds of radio. You don't know this guy, John Drake. Bill Drake.
Bill Drake.
Go ask Bill Drake if he's not dead. He was one of the fathers of contemporary radio.
That's right.
You go ask him, and he'd say, you know what that is right there? A beautiful mind.
Yeah, amen.
A beautiful mind.
Well, you know, I'm glad you finally came around.
I'm
glad you're saying things that need to be said.
Why lie about the situation?
Right.
Why sugarcoat it?
Mm-hmm.
We are surrounded by those of much higher intellect than us.
That's good.
We bow to their superior brain knowledge.
As we do.
And obviously they know much more about doing radio. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised that we're here doing the show and that those above us are not doing the show.
They could easily do it.
Oh, in their sleep they could do it.
Amen. Yeah.
In their sleep they could do it. So hats off. Hats off to all of those above us in the food chain.
Amen.
From the Don and Mike Show, which is now, according to my latest computations, the 57th most important show.
Very good.
At Infinity Broadcast.
I'm glad you said that.
There you go.
So we want to...
thank you. Better not say anymore.
Thank them. Thank them very much. Okay. All right, let me start today's show by finding out where my...
I'm not here right now. Please leave a message.
Yeah. No, no, that was
Jenna Bush. It sounded like her. Who's Jenna Bush?
Hold on a second. Very nice. I don't know who the hell I called there.
Save that number.
Close for me. When some
loud bragger tries to put me. Trying to find out where my family is today.
Where in the world is Don's family?
Where are
Bart and Frieda.
We're doing the Spoiled Children's Tour.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Michael.
Well, here's a question. Where in the world are my family today? Where are you guys today?
We're just driving away from Emory in Atlanta. We're going to be late. We have to hightail it up the road to Clemson, South Carolina.
You realize that if Bart got into that school, he'd have to take the Emory boards.
I was trying to, you know, you mentioned Emory yesterday. I was trying to get an Emory board joke in for the whole show yet, and I never got a chance.
So you guys, hey, hold on.
Yo.
How's it going on the Spoiled Children's Tour 2002?
It's going great. We're spending all of your money.
Now, how can you spend all of my money when you've not even decided which one of these pricey schools you'll be attending yet?
Oh, you see, we haven't decided, but I'm buying merchandise. So if I decide to go to any of them, I'm set for the entire year.
So he's stopping at the various bookstores on every campus, getting sweatshirts and hats and all that.
But I understand, Barty, that the great news is that my Father's Day present finally arrived. Courtesy of a hair cuttery somewhere outside Atlanta.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not so pleased about that. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Well, listen, these schools that you've been to.
Yeah.
Which one, let me ask you first, which do you think is the cheapest as far as me, dollars out of my pocket, and which do you like the best?
I don't know which is the cheapest. Probably University of Tennessee or Georgia Tech.
Okay.
But none of them are really, like, budget schools. So you got that going for you.
They're not budget schools. All right. Which one do you like best thus far?
Maybe Vanderbilt. Only because they definitely have the hottest students.
Does that not sound like the most expensive one he's seen?
Vanderbilt.
The preppiest school ever.
He's got an expensive family name.
Jesus Christ. All right, son. Have a good time. Don't destroy the vehicle. Let me talk to your mom. I love you.
Well, this morning, as we were leaving, actually, I opened the door again, and my mom didn't know it. And she kind of hit another car, so now there's a dent in the side of the door.
Oh, you stop it. You guys stop busting my balls like that. I love you. Hey, throw some love my way. Come on. I'm fine.
You're cracking up.
I'm financing this world tour. All right.
Hello.
All right. right, put Mom on.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking. Talk to her for a second.
She's thinking. Obviously, she can't do two things at once.
She's thinking. What is she thinking about?
I don't know. I don't even know what she's thinking about. She doesn't either.
I'm trying to get out of the school.
Now she's lost inside the school.
Lost inside the school. Mom was telling me last night that, Mike, you and I both have misconceptions about the city of Atlanta.
Really?
Apparently the parts of Atlanta we've seen are the armpits of Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah, my wife found parts of Atlanta that she found quite enjoyable.
Add another one to the list.
Yeah. So we're not going to scratch Atlanta off the possible list that we're writing.
Very good.
Right?
Well, it depends if I go here. If I go here, you're not moving here.
That's right, yeah. If Bart goes, that's the one that, wherever Bart goes to school, we're not moving.
No, you got to scratch it off the list.
Why?
Rudy. Sorry.
You could go out to his boat. Have a good time.
Think of all the barbecue.
We could get unlisted phone numbers, Mike.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And how much longer will he be alive anyway?
Mom left a message on Rudy's.
Well, that's nice. And besides, we have caller ID.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be fine living in the same city as Rudy.
I just remember when he was here. You know, all those forces.
Until he shows up at our house. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? All right, bud. We'll put Mama back on.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Hello, Danielle.
All right, so where are you off to today? You're leaving Atlanta. Where are you going today? Oh, you're going
well,
to Clemson.
I definitely won't be house shopping in Clemson, South Carolina. You can rest assured.
They're going to my wife's alma mater today. They're going to go to Clemson.
What is the city that Clemson's near?
Clemson. You have to tell me where I think you can pick. I can pick you up in Greenville there.
No. Remember, we're not on in Greenville, honey. It's, I think, Charleston, South Carolina.
No, Columbia. You're on in Columbia, you told me.
Columbia, yeah, I guess so.
We used to kick ass in Greenville.
Yeah, oh, bummer.
All right, honey. Well, that's the news. They're going to be in South Carolina today. And then, is it to North Carolina then tomorrow?
Yeah, then to North Carolina, Wake Forest, UNC, up that way.
Duke?
No, we won't do Duke. I mean, there's so many
breathe
schools
a sigh
we're missing.
Of relief.
And, Daddy-O, you get to do the next tour. You get to go through all the tours and all the information sessions and all the in the car and driving. That's your job. Think of your next vacation.
Yeah.
That's going to be your turn next week.
Looking forward to that. All right, sweetie. I love you.
All right, I love you, too. And don't worry, no matter where Bart and I move to go, because I want to go back to college, too. We'll always come and visit you there.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
What do you mean you come visit me? What do you mean you come visit me here?
Well, I didn't want my family to worry about us leaving Washington. So if you don't mind staying there or broadcasting.
Oh, no. Honey, it's a package deal.
You can share Mike's new living arrangements.
Listen, you tell your family.
I got plenty of room.
You tell your family. And listen, I think I'm not speaking out of school when I say all signs point to Tampa Bay.
I'd run. You wouldn't even have to put me in a car. I'd run. I'd run down.
All signs point to Tampa Bay.
I don't want to freak out my family, my darling.
You tell your family.
We got to keep a condo up there.
You tell your family. All right, we keep a condo in the D.C. area, but you tell your family that Tampa Bay is just a short flight away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they could hear us in Washington.
Yes, they'd be able to hear. Of course they would.
Right.
All right, good. I love you, sweetie.
All right, I love you too. Bye,
see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So she said she wants to go back to school with Bart? Now that sounds like a sitcom.
No, she sounds like a movie.
It sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, Thornton Mellon.
She actually, she is going to, she talks about that all the time, about
right.
going back and getting some, I mean, I guess that's what you do. I guess that's what you do.
A lot of people
do. When you're halfway through your life.
Yeah.
And you realize that really, you've wasted the last 20 years, you know, raising a husband and a son.
Sure.
I guess that's what you do.
Or you go on your friend's boat.
Yeah, whatever. You do one of the two.
Absolutely.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
Don, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
As Frida is scoping out the housing market in the various cities, is she making sure of the suitability of the Big Frida wing on these homes?
I would guess so. I would guess so.
I'm sure. So you have to do a leg of tours, too. What happened when I went to school? Like, you sent away. And they sent, like, big fat envelopes with, like, brochures and stuff like
that.
Well,
no, we've got, trust me, in our house, we have a stack, and I ask you not, a stack, like, three telephone books high.
Wow.
Of stuff that these schools have sent to my kids.
I hope he appreciates what you do
for him. He does not. That's why
you take him on touring.
That's why it's the spoiled children's tour.
The whole idea of college. You fill out your form, you get accepted, and then you've never seen it before, and you go to orientation. That's right. What it's for. It's very, very. He's getting a real leg up by getting to tour these places to know what it's all about. You know he's going to end up picking some place that you don't tour.
No, I already know. Yeah. I already know where he really wants to. Here are his real choices.
Oh,
really.
Good.
University of Miami. University of Southern California.
Really?
Yeah, because of the weather.
And the babes.
Because of the weather.
University of Miami. I have never met a student from the University of Miami.
No one has.
Say they had a great time.
Right.
I mean, that, you can talk about party schools all over the country. You talk about the University of Miami.
You know, the SAT scores apparently don't matter a hill of beans.
No.
It just matters where he's going to be on vacation for the next 4 years. And I think next week.
I had it to do over again. I think I'd be a hurricane.
While we are on vacation next week, I think I have the joy of going to some of the schools up and down the eastern seaboard.
You can go up into New England?
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing.
Good.
I think we're
going
to go to some of them Ivy League schools.
Ah.
Yuck.
Yale, Harvard.
Yuck. Try Colgate. That's like, isn't Colgate really like the,
I gotta genuflect when you say Colgate.
The dumbest of the Ivy League schools.
It's Colgate. Bite your tongue. Jesus Christ. That's like my niece and my brother-in-law and probably, like, that's he's Mr. Colgate. No, that's a... Colgate is extremely...
I'm just trying to figure out...
Colgate's an Ivy League school.
Which is the dumbest of the Ivy League schools? Because that's the one I'd want my kid to get to. That's probably the cheapest.
Ivy League would be...
Harvard.
Harvard, Yale, Cornell,
Yuck.
Brown.
Yuck.
Brown.
Brown. Am I missing any? Somebody better call me and give... I don't think Colgate is Ivy League. But Colgate is he looking at Colgate?
He's way up there.
He's not looking at them, they're looking at him.
If he's interested in Colgate, you know, that is
and all the free shaving cream you want.
Yeah, that is a beautiful, beautiful campus.
Have him go to Crest, have him go to Aqua Fresh.
Is MIT Ivy League?
Huh?
Is MIT in the Ivy League?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
God damn. Either,
Dartmouth.
You know,
Dartmouth is Ivy League.
Dartmouth.
Either way, I'm screwed.
Thanks for dissing. Of all the schools, thanks for dissing like the one that like is super important to my family.
Oh, come on.
My you know, that is my brother-in-law, you know, he'd kill you if he heard you say that. Well, the dumbest. First of all, it's not an Ivy League school. It's one of the top schools in the country.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Listen, in 10 to 12 years, you're going to be going through this times two.
Yes.
When you're going to reach the point where you say, I want the best for my kid.
Right.
However... However, you reach a point when you look in your wallet and you say, I have saved for 20 years,
right?
And it's not enough.
Well, no, I mean, everything he's looking at is, they're all, you know, you got degrees of difference there, but it's all going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah, but you go up to those goddamn Ivy League schools.
You're talking Cornell, Dartmouth, Yale.
You know, you're not going to get any kind of discount card up there.
But you got great schools, right? I mean, he's not interested in any of the Virginia schools.
Of course not.
I mean, Virginia is a school where kids from all over the country want to go to become be a Cavalier.
I believe he was.
A Cavalier.
He would probably go to the University of Virginia if we moved to Tampa Bay.
That's funny. Well, then it's done.
All right, well, whatever. All I know is that the tour, the incredibly spoiled children's tour of 2002, continues as they work their way through the Carolinas now.
I don't think there is a dumbest of the Ivy League schools, though. I don't think that's possible.
There has to be.
I don't think there's a cheapest of the Ivy League schools.
But there has to be one. You know how there's a black sheep in every family?
Yeah.
There has to be one. If you went to those douchebags that went to those schools like Harvard and Yale, there has to be one that they all look down and go like, you know, that's the one. Where all the dummies go to.
No way.
So from their standpoint, there has to be one.
No, I don't think. I think you could search high and low. You wouldn't be able to. Not in the Ivy League. I don't think you'd be able to pull that off.
And my thought, of course, is then that.
Does he want to go to. Is he going to look at Harvard?
They've sent him stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Christ. That's my nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand, I'm very proud.
Of course.
Yeah. On the other hand, it's my nightmare.
Right.
My kid might go to Harvard.
Very expensive.
Harvard.
How cool would that be?
Oh, well, you know what? Great. For approximately $50,000 a year, I would be able to put a sticker in the back window of my car. That would be the most expensive window sticker known to man.
I think Harvard is the most expensive school in the nation.
Yeah. Sucks on ice. So, there you go. That's the update on where my family is.
Now, are these schools all, you're saying they're looking at him, so he's got, like, I mean, what, they've already accepted him? He's applied and all that?
Do you know, and I don't like bragging on my kid a lot, because really, he's just growing into be a tremendous pain in the ass. But on the SATs,
yeah,
the highest score you can get is a 1600.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he got on his SAT?
What's that?
1420.
That's a great score.
Wow.
That is a great score.
1420.
That's good.
So he's got these schools sending him the brochures,
yeah,
sending him the letters, mm-hmm, saying, you're the type of kid.
Yeah, you're what's like in the movie?
Yeah,
we think you're Harvard material.
Yeah. Christ. And all I know is that all of them are just going to drain any retirement account that I have. They're going to drain any chance I ever have of ever getting away from this microphone.
Right.
All it means is that, that I'm here. Yeah. I'm queer. I'm not going skiing.
Well, I don't know about you. I could retire tomorrow.
Sorry. Sorry.
Retirement. That is so funny. WJFK. I'm sorry. Now those would be the wrong call letters.
That's right. It has to be something in
hello.
WTV, some Tampa Bay station.
Hello, I'm Eddie Geller.
I'll come visit you.
Hello.
I'll come visit you after I crawl out under the mountain of debt that my kid has racked up. And I bet you this too. And keep in mind, I love him. I love him with my whole heart, without question. But I guarantee, no matter where I send him to school, in 4 years, he'll be back on my doorstep.
You never know. You never know about that. Are you making it clear to him that when he's out, he's out? My parents did to me.
Yeah. I am.
In a very sweet, loving way.
But the problem is that we're not a unified front. He's getting mixed messages.
Really?
Yeah. Although, God love her, I was talking to my mother-in-law.
Yeah, your wife would live like the Darlings, wouldn't she, if she could?
Yeah.
She'd have the whole family, like, under one roof.
My mother-in-law told me, though, she's a great woman. We were discussing this, and she said that at one point, her son Lee, my brother-in-law, who passed away a couple of years ago, and God damn, do I miss him.
Right.
I mean, he was a guy I could talk to.
Sure.
About everything. I really loved Lee. Still do. Apparently, at one point, he had left. He had gone off to college. He came back home, and he was just laying around like a lump every day, doing nothing. And, like, shooting BB guns in the house. I mean, he was like 20 years old or something.
Yeah.
And he came home one day from screwing around, and my mother-in-law, Big Frida, had taken all of his belongings and put them on the porch.
Right.
And told him, goodbye.
You're on your own.
And he went and joined the Marines.
There you go. Hey.
And he called 2 days later and said, hey, Mom, I have made the worst mistake of my life. Right. By joining the Marines.
And once you're in, you can't get out.
Yeah, you're in forever.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, that kind of turned him around.
Wow.
Because he showed up one day.
So he basically joined the Marines to spite the mom, right?
Yeah, he showed up at Casa di Relaxo.
And Chateau Relaxo.
And all of the all of his clothes and everything were on the front porch. And the door was locked.
Right.
And I guess he was saying, hi, what's the deal? And she said, you don't live here anymore. We love you, but you don't live here anymore.
Right. You know what the key is, I think, and I know you've let him have a car, the use of a car to run around in.
Yeah.
The key is, if you get yourself a beater, just give him some wheels. Sophomore year of college, give him some wheels. So if he's got wheels, you know, he'll be able to travel. Just say, point him in one direction.
All I know is that, you know, this. Go. Everybody said this is the happiest time of a parent's life, when you see your child grow into becoming a man, and I am very proud, but all I know is that it's I'm just being raped at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being raped, and I know that it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
I feel for you.
Do you know how much I spend a year to send him to the school he goes to now?
How much?
He's writing down a very big figure right now.
He has gone to that school now from third grade, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 9 years. Means I've already paid that much for him to go to the school. When he graduates next year...
These are like college prices, I'm guessing.
When he graduates next year, that will be the total I've paid.
Wow.
Not including all the letters that the school sends me, mm-hmm. telling how they need more money.
All the time.
Like to help the gymnasium.
Every
and,
year.
And to help the golf team and to help the lacrosse team.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know in my current arrangement is included how much I will have paid?
Wow. I'm almost out.
No, he's not.
You're asking me.
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. Winner. We have a winner.
For months.
We have a winner. Okay. Stop. We have a winner.
Okay. I mean, I can sit here and let you drone on about your problems, but I just can't stand it anymore.
You pay more in a month than I pay to send my kid to school for a whole year.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know.
Touche.
It's also for my kids.
And
so I don't feel bad about that.
To answer your question.
Right.
They do not include lunch at my kid's school.
Wow. That is a lot of money.
That's the private school thing, isn't it? They don't have that big cafeteria thing going on, do they? No,
they have the cafeteria.
I don't know if my... I don't even know.
They have the cafeteria.
I know I pack a lunch for my kids, you know, and they take their lunch to school.
They're extra.
Of course, they're babies.
Your kids are little, though.
Right. They're very little.
Okay.
Chateaubriand.
Cafeteria has a maitre d'.
All right, so that's the latest. My family is hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road. And they'll be back just in time for me to go out and hit the road some more.
There you go. Well, if you do it the right way, you can have fun. I'd rather do the leg that you're doing going up into New England, because that'll be kind of fun.
No.
Okay, maybe it won't.
No, nothing will be fun for me.
Right.
Fun for me would be going to the beach for a week.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Maybe it'll be like Tony Soprano and you'll get to kill a guy when you're up there.
Hello.
With his bare hands.
Right, with a piece of wire.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got three quick things. The first thing you mentioned was the Ivy League. If you want them, I have them here.
Yeah, good, please. I'd like to know, because I think, let me see if I got them right. How many, first of all,
eight.
Tell me how many numbers there are.
Eight.
All right.
Yale.
You might be right about Colgate.
Yale.
Yeah, Colgate's not Ivy League.
Harvard.
Yale, Harvard, Dartmouth. Cornell, Brown.
Brown.
Three left.
All right, wait, hold on. I'm going to get these. Wait a minute. Wait, Brown, Ivy League. Oh, Princeton?
Princeton, two left.
Oh, that would kill me, too.
Yeah.
Is Rutgers Ivy League?
No.
Okay.
What are the last two?
Last two are Columbia and University of Pennsylvania, and University of Pennsylvania is the jock school.
Yeah. UPenn.
UPenn.
So UPenn would be...
That's the school you're looking for.
But isn't that Wharton School of Business, too?
They have that there, but that's where they always win the Ivy League stuff for the most part.
Yeah, because they got the jocks.
Yeah.
All right, well, then that would be... That's probably the dumbest.
And, Don, are you embarking to visit NYU next week?
Yeah, we
do. I got a great behind-the-scenes tour for you.
We have already visited.
How interesting does that sound?
Yeah, I'll even show you the peanut butter restaurant where they jizz in the food.
We've already visited all the schools in the New York area. That is already in the New York City area. That's already been done.
Thank you, my friend. One last thing. In New York, the reason I called in the first place was I hope you know that they're playing 9 hours of Don and Mike during the day.
How can that be?
And all of them are not live. The funny thing is, after the sports show in the morning at 10, they start a replay of you by playing Stop the Rock, and then when you're supposed to come out at 11, even though they continue playing Best Of, they play Stop the Rock again like they're starting a new show.
And how is it we're on 9 hours a day?
You are on from 10 to 11,
yeah.
From 11 to 3,
right.
And then a replay from 1 to 5 in the morning. That's 9 hours. That's 5-4.
It boggles the mind.
That is more than that. And now, I did not go to an Ivy League school, but I will tell you that is more than one. That's exactly one-third of the broadcast. More than one-third of the broadcast day.
Yeah.
It's amazing but true.
Of the broadcast day. Again, a salute.
Great programming.
How about the weekends? Any Don and Mike on the weekends?
Yeah, you know what? They used to play you guys for 4 hours. Now they've whittled it down to two, and they play these crappy, like, balding infomercials.
Hey. Nothing wrong with an infomercial on the weekend.
Robbie's a fan of the infomercials. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. That's a good one.
All right. Whatever.
It's riveting.
Thank you.
Whatever. That's all I have to say about everything today.
Sure. Yeah, it's good. That's the right attitude, Dan.
Whatever.
Me too.
Whatever.
That's right. Me too. Whatever.
Whatever.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
Yeah, we do. Whatever.
I'm about 7 hours from my first cocktail of the day.
School, city, smart program directors.
5 hours, bro.
Whatever.
Whatever.
No, I'm looking at less of that, Mike.
Yeah. I got a little golf game in between. Ah.
Not me. I'm looking at times and now. 11:40?
Yeah.
Al, I'll be clinking my glass at 3:15. I guarantee.
A little bar in the car.
No, I'll be at home.
Oh, you'll be at home at 3:15.
Yeah.
There you go. I forgot your new schedule.
Nobody call me today.
No, I won't call you.
I'll be drunk today.
All right, very good.
I'm going to be drunk today.
Wednesday's drunk day. That's what it's been since I moved into my own place. Wednesday's party night.
Drunk Wednesday.
I swear to God, Wednesday is my party night.
All right, you know what we're going to do? We are going to take a call 100.
Thursday and Friday, I mellow out. I really don't. I don't do much. Wednesday,
good for you.
Woo! See if we can get a winner here with the celebrity verb. And the contestants are here, and you're going to meet them. We'll parade them in front of you as we get ready for strip trivia.
Hope they're pretty.
So stand by. Stand by for a very action-packed show. Call 100 right now, you animals. Call in. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. They're breasts. Big deal.
The Don and Mike Show. Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Every day.
This is Sam Huff.
Now listen. Strip trivia is resurrected. And we're going to start it in just a second.
I'm very happy we do have a full field of contestants today, and I'm delighted.
It'll be 6-on-6. With a chance for a seventh girl who's on her way here.
6-on-6 hot action.
Tomorrow on the show, it's going to be another one you don't want to miss. We're going to have Mr. Skin.
Very good.
With a live Mr. Skin Minute. You know what? I had a conversation with Jim Skin, and he wasn't on the show last week because on the day that we had him scheduled,
yes,
he was in the broadcast booth at WGN-TV, actually calling part of a Cubs game.
Oh, what a thrill that is. Who wouldn't want to do that if you're a baseball fan?
Also on tomorrow's episode, Dennis and Tom will be playing Password for You, the home listener.
Very excited.
To win valuable prizes, and tomorrow we'll have the winner in the Hot Wire contest. What you do is go to hotwire.com. Find a location you'd like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Tampa Bay. You find out how much it would cost to fly from where you live to Tampa Bay.
Just you, right? Not you and like six of your friends.
No, I guess it would be just you.
All right.
For the purposes of this contest.
Very good.
Then hotwire.com tells you how much it costs to fly to Tampa Bay.
Very exciting.
You print that out and fax it to us. Our fax number is 800-636-6410.
You send us the fare, you send us your name, you send us your phone number, we draw your name, and you get all that.
Plus, yeah, you get $1,000 travel certificate from Hotwire,
cool.
And you get $2,500 in cash.
Wow.
Giving that away on tomorrow's episode. Tomorrow will just be jam-packed.
Sure will.
Like today ain't jam-packed. Let's get a call 100. Here we go. Hi there, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to touch base with you guys. I've met Mike a few times. I used to be head of security at the Fredericksburg Shark Club.
Oh, wonderful.
Wanted to let you guys know that, see if you heard the information about Bobby Brown down here in Fredericksburg.
Yes, Bobby Brown is in the hospital in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
My God, what happened?
He had a cocaine-induced coronary.
Where's our Bobby Brown tribute tape, Rob?
Bobby Brown, it just keeps getting curiouser and curiouser.
Yeah, we were down here working. He came in yesterday at 3 o'clock at the Mary Washington Hospital here in Fredericksburg. And first story came out, he had
an infection.
Hay fever attack.
And now his publicists are saying he has an infection, but they're not saying what kind of infection.
No, I work for a utility company down here. It's my day job. And like I said, I've met Mike a few times down here at the club. Uh-huh. Ran security at night, but we were here, and I got a friend of mine that works in the emergency room, and they're leaking it out already to the local papers.
So it was based on cocaine. His heart locked up on him.
Yes, sir.
That's a shock. looking at Whitney.
Yeah, she was there. Well, had her nice little hat on and stuff. So,
you know, listen,
trying to hide her face.
She was there.
Yeah, she's there.
Oh, read the post. I mean, there's a little.
Wow.
There's a blurb in the post today that just says he had. I'm sorry, you don't get the newspaper right now.
Not yet.
There was a little blurb that just said he was hospitalized.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's what it's for.
I got a bird, though.
Thank you, my friend.
And Whitney's looking just as heavy as ever.
Yes, yeah, she is. Well,
yeah. You know,
the mobster is a friend of the show.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Yeah. Hope he doesn't check out.
Well,
you know. Hope it's not checkout time for the mobster.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I was calling to be calling, aren't I?
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Remember when we were in the airport and they shut down the Bed Bath & Beyond so that Bobby and Whitney could, like, look at the... And they had guards.
That was in the Atlanta airport.
That's right.
Yeah.
A-holes.
Yeah. They're all coked up.
I mean, they're just sitting there and they, you know, like, they're so big that they had to shut down the store and put down the gate.
Yeah, they pulled down the chain so we
so could... that Bobby could lick at his little bath oil.
And we could watch Whitney shake.
Hope he's okay.
Hey, listen, yeah. My friend, I'm going to give you your choice here. You can either go to the Area 2 Festival, and that's with David Bowie and Moby and Busta Rhymes, or I'll give you tickets to see Len Kravitz and Pink. Which would you like?
Kravitz.
Oh. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Lenny Kravitz.
Right.
That Pink, she makes me want to puke. Just arrive after she's done, and then you get Lenny Kravitz.
I'm coming out, so you better get the party started.
Vomitosis. July 16th, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale. Ticketmaster locations, charged by phone online at Ticketmaster.com, NissanPavilion.com, and CC.com. Your tickets are courtesy of the Miller Lite Concert Series.
Wonderful.
Grab a Miller. It's Miller time. Now, are you ready to win the money? We're down to $100 with the jackpot.
That means your odds are very good, sir. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, with a celebrity burp.
Uh-huh.
The previous clues have been... He's a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lion's mane of hair. He's a long hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rocker.
Right.
All-star jam. Here's your next clue. Research this. Fact. 20 million records sold. 20 million records sold.
Good clue.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Sheryl Crow.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. That's the burp that has sold 20 million records. I guess you not.
I forgot the lyrics to the song. I'm so brain dead, I was going to sing a Sheryl Crow song, and then I forgot the lyrics.
You can do that one. I love that, the new one, I'm going to soak up the sun.
I'm going to soak up the sun.
Yeah.
I really apologize. I had a real cranial cramp there.
Had a brain fart.
I'm very sorry.
It happened. For $100, who's that celebrity burper?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Yeah, I think he said Kid Rock.
Oh, we're sorry.
Either
sorry,
way.
You lose.
It ain't.
I got no.
It ain't Kid Rock. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Clue for you. All right. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say.
You have resurrected strip trivia.
Much like the man.
Yes.
A nail to the cross. Through the streets of Jerusalem, which only months ago we thought it was completely dead. She's gone, no longer. There he was. Little did he know that thousands of years later, he would be on display in statue-like form at churches throughout America.
And that's just like strip trivia.
Yes, just like Jesus Christ. Strip trivia was dead. But now, like Jesus...
Can you say like Jesus again?
It is risen from the dead. That's what Jesus did. Jesus was dead, man. They killed his ass.
Right. You want to, like, shake your neck around when you hear this song.
Jesus Christ was deader than Robert Blake's wife.
Yeah, brother.
Jesus Christ was deader than Jack Diamond's band. And he came back.
Jesus Christ.
Bye. Same was true trivia.
Amen.
We thought it was dead. We stoned it. We put it up on a cross.
Right.
We dragged it through the streets of Fairfax. And now.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
It's back.
Full frontal radio, nudity, strip trivia by name.
Here we go.
Strip trivia.
Bam, bam. It was a gruesome crucifixion.
Yes.
A gruesome crucifixion.
That's a tough one to say.
Yes. It was a gruesome crucifixion.
Yes.
But it's all worked out. And everybody today is playing for a great prize. Trip to Hollywood for VH1 to see Poison, tape a small show at the Roxy, and then go out. To a party.
Yeah, very exclusive post-tour, end-of-tour party that...
Let's run through the checklist.
All right.
Right. Everybody at home? Bath oil?
Mm-hmm.
Beach towel?
Vaseline?
Kleenex? Or in my case, socks or a shirt?
And if you're so inclined, a roll of paper towels.
Yes. And, of course, door locked.
Phone unplugged.
For some of you, leather collars.
And for some of you, a noose.
Now, let's meet our contestants. Six guys, six girls. For strip trivia, here are your players, and we will start. We'll do it girl, guy, girl, guy.
11 of them are going to be totally...
By the end of this game.
Wow.
Let's start by meeting Megan. And we want to make sure we applaud all of the girls because,
yes,
they all showed.
Megan, I met you. You're the lady that did the cigarette display thing.
Megan is highly tattooed.
She is unbelievably tattooed. How many tattoos do you have, Megan?
23
tattoos.
Yep.
Megan, and you told us you look like...
Betty Davis, according to my boss.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I mean, it's like a better-looking Betty Davis.
Yeah, but everybody thinks Betty Davis is a hag. This girl's not a hag.
And she's Betty Davis with tattoos covering her body.
Yes, I'm punk rock Betty Davis.
And a high school Hellcats t-shirt that you have on.
Beautiful. Well, realize if you lose, you'll be naked.
That's fine.
Everybody is going to get tickets to a concert. To Lenny Kravitz or to Ariat Sue or to Tom Petty. But the winner... goes to L.A. to see Poison.
And she'd fit in L.A.
Oh, I would so have a blast. I need to go see Poison.
All right. Would you have sex with Poison?
No, because my husband will be with me, so that'll kind of be a bad thing.
Did you bring your husband today?
Yeah, he's out in the lobby.
He's a kookula, too.
All right. Nice meeting you, Megan.
All right.
Nice meeting you.
See ya. Bye-bye. You'll be back in the main studio in a couple of seconds.
Very good.
What we do is we... As in the good tradition of the Old South, what we do is we segregate. We put, by sex, we put the guys in one room, buses room.
Thanks, Don.
And we put the girls here in the main studio. Say hello to our first male contestant. His name is Paul.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Paul.
Hi.
Paul, nice.
Paul, you look very covered up today.
Oh, yeah. It was a typhoon out there, like you said, and I'm just really glad to be... I got here just in time.
Very cool. Now, what are you? Japanese, Chinese, Korean? Korean, what are you?
I'm actually Filipino.
Filipino. Wonderful.
Filipino, and who's the celeb you told us you most resemble?
An Asian Sean Penn.
Hey, you know what? Look at him. He does.
Turn around and face me straight up. Hey, dude. Yeah, he's like the Asian Spaghetti.
Yeah, good morning. Let me ask.
Dude, really?
All right, nice meeting you, Paul.
Good
luck, my friend. There he is. Because he looks stoned because his eyes are that way.
I don't think he looks stoned. I think he is stoned.
Let's now meet Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
Wow, the cute all-American ivory girl.
Fresh-faced, beautiful, blonde Brooke.
Yeah, now I guess we'll find out. Are you naturally blonde?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Wow, a real blonde. You don't meet many real blondes nowadays.
Well, I mean, this was my natural color since I was like 16, really, and then kind of went a little darker.
Sure.
I want to keep my natural colors.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that counts.
That's all right. Really.
First off, thank you for showing up.
Sure.
Thank you for not letting everybody down. Who is the celeb you told us you most resembled?
Well, I said Drew Barrymore, but I was told to say a
clean Drew Barrymore.
No, you're selling yourself short. Drew Barrymore, you're better looking than Drew Barrymore.
She's a hog.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think.
Well, I heard Candace Cameron as she's older, like the face.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Very good. All right. Yeah,
Buzz would like you to turn around so you can look
just,
at Buzz.
Just say hi, Brooke.
Would you turn around
right behind
there?
Hi, Brooke. Hi, welcome.
How are you?
What do you think, Buzz? Who does she look like?
I agree. I think she's a better looking Drew Barrymore.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, listen. Nice meeting you, Brooke.
Nice
I like Drew
too.
Barrymore. We'll see you in a second.
That's a compliment from me. I like Drew Barrymore.
He's a little awkward with that light turned all the way up.
Yeah, let me adjust the light.
Yeah, Buzz is not really comfortable unless he's got his porno lighting happening. Here's our next contestant. His name is Rob. Hi, Rob.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for showing up, Rob. How old are you?
21.
Who did you tell us that you most resemble?
There's a guy off of Scream, too. He looked like a Boy Scout. I can't remember the guy's name, but when I was living in New Orleans, that's who everybody said I looked like.
And I see that you have a Crystal City restaurant T-shirt on. I mean, a golf shirt. Are you a frequent customer of that particular eatery / strip joint?
Actually, I'm a DJ there.
You're a DJ there. You know, there's nothing better than a DJ in a strip joint. Can we hear a little of your patter? You know, when you're saying, hey, don't forget the... Can you do that a little bit of your shtick?
Well, we just announce the girls when they go on stage.
Oh, come on. Don't be bashful. Do it like you do when it's all dark in the restaurant.
Well, you're kind of putting me on the spot here, but...
I know I am.
Well, let's say the next dancer is Lisa Herndon.
Okay, Lisa Herndon's coming up on stage now, guys. Let's put our hands together for this lovely lady. She's our next dancer. Is going to head on back down backstage. Make sure you're tipping your waitresses, and that's about it. I mean, if I was right in front of a mic and I had some loud music, I might be able to.
All right, that really sucks, Rob.
Can you get a dancer in here that might help a little?
Yeah, right. All right, get out of here, Rob. We'll see you back. And incidentally, celebrity he most resembles, definitely Alfred E. Newman.
Don't you know, aren't I right with her? Yeah, come on, guys. All right, let's welcome the lovely Christy is going to get up on stage.
That's the way I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's always like, oh, now, come on, she's out here dancing for you.
Yeah, she's incredible, guys. Yeah, let's welcome the lovely Christy. Here she is.
Howdy, now, here's another goddamn handsome woman.
Wow.
Say hello to Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Colette. Wow, I mean, really, I know sometimes we get pigs who play the game and we say that they're good looking.
Yeah, we got a good stable today.
All of these girls, I swear to Christ, on my son's incredible college tuition, are really hot.
Now, we have one person that said she played the game. Have you played the game before?
I thought so.
You look familiar.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I actually knew the guys in the other ramp.
You're pretty. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
You have a very nice tan. Have we been sunning?
Fake baking.
Very good.
All right. Nice to see you again. We'll see you in a second.
A veteran of the Strip Trivia Awards.
Well, let's meet our next male contestant. His name is Matthew. Here is Matt.
Oh, God.
Can we get any guys who look any goofier?
Matthew.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great, Matt. Thanks for coming down. What do you do?
I'm a consultant.
You know, everybody says that.
Yeah.
What do you consult?
Well, it's a lot of IT and boring.
Like, IT is computer kind of related to
computer, yeah, system.
IT.
What is IT?
It.
Thanks, Buzz. Who's the celebrity that you told us you most resemble?
Well, it's Adam Sandler. I hear it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. I didn't think of that when I saw you the first time.
100% Adam Sandler.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Kids all walk right down the street and they say, oh, I saw your movie. Okay.
Do you do an Adam Sandler impression by any chance?
I don't. I can't do an impression.
I'm not. All you have to do is just, you know, you just kind of like push it.
You saw your baby dog. You understand? Turkey for you.
Turkey for me. I like my turkey with cranberry.
Why the Mets trade Daryl Strawberry? All right, get out of here. Nice meeting you, man. Here is our next female contestant. And let's see if the streak continues. As she makes her way in, it's Stephanie, and yes,
Stephanie!
God damn it.
Oh?
Another beauty.
We have a nice, nice group of women today.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great. Where are you from?
I am originally from Richmond, just moved to Maryland last week.
And what do you do?
Right now I'm unemployed, but starting on Monday, I will be working for local government.
Local? All
right. So you might as well let your hair down and have a great time before start your job.
Which is it?
Now, is this the natural hair color, like a kind of a redhead thing?
Pretty much the natural.
Pretty much the natural.
Every now and then.
And who's the celebrity you said you most resemble?
Meryl Streep.
Your eyes look like a famous person, and I don't know who it is. Rob?
No, she has Meryl Streep eyes.
Is it Meryl Streep eyes?
But thank God.
Said, Meryl Streep wasn't too pretty, but that's who everybody tells me I look like. I don't see the resemblance, though.
No, you got her eyes, but thank God you don't got the rest of her face.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Another really, really, really pretty girl. Very nice meeting you. See you in a second.
Let's say hello to my husband. I love you.
Oh, very good.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Now all the inhibitions will be removed.
Let's meet our next goofy-looking guy. And his name is Paul.
Paul.
Keep in mind, of course, Mike, neither you nor I would fall under the drop-dead handsome line ourselves.
No, not at all.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Paul.
Do you remember him in the Richard Dreyfuss story? He's here today.
The Education of Max Bickford.
Max Bickford is here. Dial 911.
You loved him in the Goodbye Girl.
Yes, absolutely. Beverly Hills, 90210. No, Beverly Hills. Down and Out in Beverly Hills. Thank you. Something's wrong with my brain today.
You loved him in Jaws.
Fantastic.
One time ago. But...
Yeah, now, Paul. Second Paul.
Right. Are you aware that your collar is up in the back, Mr. Holland? All right.
Mr. Holland.
Thank you. Very good.
What do you do, Paul?
I'm a salesman.
Well, want to tell us what you sell?
I sell construction supplies.
Really? All right, beautiful. And it's Richard Dreyfuss. I don't know. What have you been told?
Oh, I've been told Richard Lewis when I have hair.
No, it's definitely a little more like Richard Dreyfuss.
Absolutely.
Very nice meeting you.
And if you're a salesman, make sure you get out of here before one of those guys tackle you in the back.
As long as we're not sharing in Boston, we're okay.
No problem.
Yeah. Not a chance.
No problem at all.
We're hurting Cape Cod.
There we go.
Let's go to Beth, who is our next contestant. Beth.
Here comes the lovely Beth.
Let's see.
Hi, Beth.
Yes. You know what? I swear to God, not a dog in the bunch.
How you doing, Beth?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Are you a first-timer?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful.
And Buzz, you're right, a little pixie of a girl.
Long hair.
You could fit right in my pocket. How tall are you?
4'10".
4'10". What do you do for a living?
I'm a housewife.
A housefrau.
Have you always wanted to play strip trivia?
No.
Really? What motivated you?
My husband called me. He wants the trip.
And
I call you guys, and I woke up in the morning, and I picked up the phone, and you guys said I wouldn't show up.
So your husband threatened you under penalty of death to come in here?
Yeah, he's big fans of you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, and some of you think you most resemble?
When I was in high school, I was called Deborah Winger. I had no clue.
She got kind of a Meryl Streep thing going as well.
Yeah,
not fuggly like
Meryl
Streep.
A little Meryl Streep, a little Bette Midler. You know, just a little combination. Deborah Winger, Meryl Streep, Bette Midler combination. With a little of that Sherry O'Terry mixed in.
Okay.
What a cocktail that is. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
See you in a second. Let's meet our next contestant. His name is Greg.
Let's say hi to Greg.
Where is Goofy Greg?
Here comes Greg.
Here he
is. The streak continues, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I said all the girls are good looking, and they are. All the guys
have character.
All the guys are weird looking guys.
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Greg, where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm in the car business.
You want to plug?
No, that's okay.
And the celeb you told us you most resemble?
I said Paul Rubens, but I really don't know.
Man, I'm trying to figure out. Not Paul, not even close to Paul.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Timothy McVeigh. The Oklahoma City Bomber.
Little Forrest Gump.
Thanks a lot.
All right, no problem at all.
By the way, I saw you Saturday down at Tim's.
You did, really? Was it before or after I'd broken the boat?
You didn't wash your hands after going to the bathroom. That was my biggest disappointment.
Really?
Right.
So you followed me into the men's room?
No, sir, you followed me in there.
No? Well, then how would you know that I didn't wash my hands?
Because I was drawing my hands off as you came out.
Really?
We talked. And
you didn't try to proposition me or anything, did you?
You threw me down.
Really? You shook Mike's hand after he didn't wash it?
Yeah. I didn't even realize it.
Really?
Didn't even realize it.
Okay.
All right, get out of here.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. You're a card. I'll be rooting for you.
You didn't want?
Take care.
That's me.
Forrest.
Shock.
Yeah, you know what? I call him Timothy McVeigh. A guy who killed, executed hundreds of, thousands of innocent people. Mm-hmm. And he done bat an eyelash. You call him Forrest Gump, and that's what's
got him going.
That sets him off.
Absolutely. Whoa!
Here is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
History continues as well.
God. Frick. Second Dearman.
Man.
Boy, am I glad my wife's out of town today. Carla, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for showing up.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Oh, all the way from Charm City. What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, and a teacher.
Fantastic. So you're out for the summer now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so you're just cutting loose
because
it's
ready.
Fantastic.
I'm ready.
What grade do you teach?
Rather not say?
Yes.
Is it elementary?
Know.
This year it is, yes.
This year it is. Okay.
Who is the celebrity you said you look like?
Well, I said a young Elizabeth Taylor when I had darker hair.
There's a little, you got a little Elizabeth Shue.
Well, someone told me that before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You put me on the spot. So.
That's okay.
H-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, get out of here.
Yeah. I don't mean this in any bad way, but I hope you lose.
Yeah, I hope not.
All right. Me too. Whoa, and I like to see what's in that shirt. Our final guy is
We're just
useful.
Having fun with the guys out there. All the guys. We do this anytime guys come into the
studio.
Casey. Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Hi, Casey. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Beltsville, Maryland. And actually, I live in Atlanta now, and I can tell you it's a beautiful town. You won't be disappointed.
All right, my friend.
I keep the options open.
What do you do?
I'm a bartender, and occasionally I act.
You want to plug either one?
Well, I'm not acting right now, and no, I'd rather not say which bar I tend to.
Okay.
I'm sure Michael Mayer has been there.
I have.
That
well,
narrows it down.
Obviously, I'm meeting everybody today that you know that follows me into the men's room.
And who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
I've been told many times Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
Know.
Tim Robbins. Yes.
A little bit.
Right.
Tim Robbins. Nice meeting you. Get out of here. Something tells me that guy might be our winner.
Yeah, he seems to be a smart drink of water.
Mm. Now, those are six girls and six guys.
Right.
Is the seventh girl here? Negative. All right.
Negative. So we have a total of 12 contestants.
Very nice.
Bravo.
Very nice they are. And once again, for your girl side, and really, I mean... Really? Not a dog in the bunch.
We're very hearing. Excited about strip trivia today.
Usually, and you will know that the proof is in the pudding tomorrow, but there's always the day after when we come on and we say, you know what, they weren't really as hot as we said they were.
Absolutely.
Today for the resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Can't say that.
I'd F them all.
Amen.
I'd F them all with Buzz's D.
You can tell your wife's on the road.
Thank you, Don.
With Buzz's rotting, decaying D.
Hey, hey.
Well, you got the elective surgery coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but
so
it has nothing to do with my D.
Okay.
My D is fine.
You got a great crop of contestants today.
Your girls are Megan, Brooke, Colette, Stephanie, Beth, and Carla. And your guys are Paul, Rob, Matt, another Paul, Greg, and KC.
All right.
When we come back from the break, we'll have the girls here in the main studio, and the boys will be in the other room.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, you're welcome, Buzz. And I believe, because he's been such a good worker.
Yes.
Recently.
Good earner.
That the job of being the sprayer in the other room today falls on Joe Artinger.
Oh,
Joe!
Hey.
I know he'll be thrilled. So Joe will be able to be in the room with all the naked, smelly guys.
Fumigating Buzz's studio.
So it's back from the dead. Strip trivia. You guys are the greatest. Thank you. The bit has been resurrected.
You won't be playing this music like in the background for the entire game, will you?
No, this is just for the intro. Mark.
Thank God. All right, very good.
Intro, what, you know, like this is the music that's in my head all the time. Especially after I talk to our lawyers. This is just
turn it up loud so we can really.
It's nonstop.
It just goes 24/7.
All the time. Again, a beautiful mind. That's what it is.
All the time. Uh oh, tension.
There, I was phone ringing. I see the caller ID.
Uh oh, it's the lawyers.
It's the lawyers. Okay, now hello? All right. Please hold for Joe.
The nervous anticipation.
Mr. Coyne will be right with you.
Attention.
Joe? Did you talk to them? What, Joe?
Oh, good news today. I love it.
Yeah, yeah! Anywho, that's it. And we will play strip trivia right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
vulva sprang apart and out bounded her joyously unconfined breasts. Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity. Titanic orbs of temptation. Happy hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase, my kind of breasts.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW
802-1027.
They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, all right, let's get to it. Let's do it.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now all the girls will be parading into this room. All the boys will be parading into the other room. Let's check in first on the guy's side with Slow Joe Ardinger, who's going to be the wonderful MC. Hi, Joe.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
There you go. Well, Joe, you want to be a part of the show.
Yes.
And here you are.
Joe, you thrilled with your new job?
Sure, I've got my can of Aspie gone right over here.
Okay, and can we say hi to guys? Give us a big group hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Right, now, here in the main studio, we have all the girls together. Hello.
Hello.
There they are. Now, girls, what you do is, way in the back there where Megan is, you see that microphone? That's where you will stand to answer your questions. As a matter of fact, Rob, why don't you move that microphone a little more towards the middle of the room? And as you get a question wrong, if you happen to, and you have to take off an article of clothing, that's where you'll do it. And the guys will do it at the microphone right in front of you through the window of glass there. Now, is everybody down to five articles of clothing? Girls?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Guys?
Yes.
And look at this. We have...
You got a brand new one?
We got the 20th anniversary Trivial Pursuit. So we're going with brand new questions. And let's go. And the way this goes is all the guys, all the girl, the guys and the girls each have five articles of clothing. For each question they get wrong, they take off a piece of clothing. Last person left wins the trip to L.A. And Megan, you are first.
Oh, good.
Step right up. You got to get right on that microphone, okay. Megan. Hi there.
Hi.
Megan. Where was the 1976 blockbuster movie Jaws filmed?
Florida.
Oh, that means, what is it? What's the correct answer?
Martha's Vineyard.
That means it's time for your first article of clothing. What will you be removing?
My boots and my socks.
Boots and socks coming off here, boss.
Yeah. Boots and socks coming off.
Boots and socks. Sounds like it could be a sitcom on ABC.
All right, so boots and socks are coming
this
off.
This fall, it's boots and socks.
And let's now go over to the guy's side and talk to Paul.
I'm Paul.
Yes, sir.
Paul, what were you again? You're Polynesian?
No, I'm Filipino.
He's the Filipino Spicoli.
Filipino. Paul.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Paul, who won baseball's first World Series?
Chicago Black Sox.
Oh, that's Rob's favorite team, though.
Chicago Black Sox.
Mike, do you know?
The first World Series?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
And that means it's time for your first item of clothing. What's coming off there, Paul?
I'm going to take off my shoes and socks.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
And I think we can hear Joe comment on that.
Joe?
Nicely done. And you know,
got the spray.
In great tradition, it was just a little delayed. All right, fantastic.
Now, Joe, you got to be our eyes and ears in that room.
All right.
I mean, we can see. I guess you got to be our ears and our nose.
Mm-hmm.
We got to know, is there any appreciable foot odor?
No, not yet.
I can't see over in there because some of the girls have blocked the window, and I am fine with that. No need to move.
Also, we do want to thank the good people at That's Amore. They are supplying food and beverage for all of our contestants.
Really?
Yes.
Is there a nice little Pinot Grigio back there?
There sure is.
Fantastic.
So everybody gets free food, free drinks. And let's go to Brooke. Brooke, step up, please. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Fresh-faced Brooke.
Brooke, what country has Farsi as its official language?
Oh. Oh, no. I'm going to sound so stupid, I know.
No, never. Don't worry. It's just the first thing that pops into your mind.
Farsi.
My fiancé is going to kill me, I know.
Farsi. We need an answer here.
I know.
Who's your fiancé, Casey Kasem?
No.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. All right.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Iran.
And it's time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing?
I will be removing my sandals.
Your sandals, and you have lovely little pink toenail polish. That's delightful.
All right.
Wonderful.
Let's go to the other side of the room now. And Rob.
Yes.
Rob, girls, now listen, we were not able to discern who he looks like. Joe, turn up the lights in there for a second. And let's ask the girls, who's the celebrity that you think this guy most resembles? Girls? Anybody got a thought?
Anyone? Show of hands, anyone?
Parents? Anybody?
Girls?
Ron Howard's brother.
Ron Howard's brother.
Howard. I'm so sorry, man.
There you go.
That's and it. What about his eyes?
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Ethan Hawke eyes?
No, Ethan Hawke is good.
Ethan Hawke. Hey, you're getting you're upgrading. If you went from Ron Howard's brother to Ethan Hawke, that's
well,
not
Well, I know
upgrade.
We started at Alfred E. Newman, so.
Right, so you're trading up each time we go.
You are climbing the charts. Okay, here we go.
All right, Rob, good luck.
Thank you. Which war had U.S. Marines fighting in the Battle of Pork Chop Hill?
The Battle of Pork Chop Hill?
Yeah.
World War II?
That'd be your Korean War.
We don't have a correct answer yet, and Rob, it's time for you to remove your first item of clothing. What's it going to be?
Shoes and socks.
Yuck.
Joe?
I always hate that.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Joe, we need a spray.
Joe, you are the ultimate. There you go.
Thank you, Joe.
Honestly,
very good.
It's not that bad yet.
Well, of course, Joe. So no need to spray.
Let's go to Colette. Colette, who's played this game before. Colette?
Hi, Colette.
Hi.
Which president dedicated the Statue of Liberty?
Say, don't be bending over like that.
Jackson.
Jackson? Which Jackson?
Andrew.
No, it was Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland, and time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing?
My bra.
A bra trick. We love the bra trick.
Round of applause for the bra trick.
Where a girl takes her bra off without actually taking her shirt off.
And Joe, we're going to need you to turn the lights up in there a little bit, and also everybody's got to keep it down while we're asking the questions over here.
Now, what kind of bra is that? It looks like it's made out of licorice.
Oh, it's a sparkly bra.
Fancy bra.
Fantastic.
It's a fancy purple bra.
Purple bra.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
Matt, Adam Sandler lookalike. Matt, who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin? Rob Spiewak.
I knew you were going to do that.
Not Rob Spiewak. Who are the, I'll give you an extra second.
Those are the people from That's Amore. That's the people from the restaurant.
Hi, That's Amore.
Hi, That's Amore people. Hi. Does the lady from That's Amore want to play strip trivia?
I sure hope she does.
If she wants to, we could make a last second edition. No, no chance?
Who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Tom's nephew.
Tom's nephew, that's good.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
First item of clothing, what's coming off, Matt?
The shoes.
Shoes.
Again, it's the shoes.
This is for Don.
With the guys. Wait, what do you mean it's for me? Thank you.
And of course, like it. Joe's over there going, it doesn't stink yet. There we go.
Oh, I know. I thought you were going to complain for a second. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, step up.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Stephanie, what first-time writing duo won the Academy Award for Best Screenplay for Good Will Hunting?
Wow.
You have received the first softball.
Yeah. I agree.
Of this game. Honey.
Take your time.
Honey.
There's no pressure.
Honey.
Don't worry. It's fine.
God damn it, honey.
It's going to be all right.
I do not know.
Maybe
sorry
you've heard of
that.
Them. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
I thought of Affleck, but I could not think of the other one.
Affleck.
It's going to be your first item of clothing. What's coming off, Stephanie?
My shoes.
Your shoes. Lots of shoes hitting the floor in the first round.
Or as I like to refer to him, Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Right, and Ben Affleck.
Let's go to Paul.
Paul.
The Paul who looks like Richard Dreyfuss. Hi, Paul.
Hey there.
This was no boating accident.
Ah, Paul. Paul, what national television talk show features John McD and the McDLTs?
What, are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
John McD and the...
By a show of hands, how many of the girls know the answer?
One. Wow.
One.
Hey, that says something right there.
Got a lot of time on it.
Hi, Deborah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Hey, got it.
How did you pull that one out?
I just want to tell my wife who I love that she gave me all the answers that when I end up naked... You know the truth.
And that's the first correct answer that Paul has during the round. That's great.
Good for you, Paul. Let's go to, who's next? Is it?
I don't understand his answer as to why he got the answer either. It made no sense to me either.
The answer is my wife.
His wife told me.
Okay, very good.
Now, who's, is it Beth?
This is, little Beth.
Little Beth.
There you go, Bethy.
Thank you.
Is she little Bethy?
Yeah, Bethy right here.
What is the largest body of fresh water in the United States outside... The Great Lakes. Yeah, I know. Not exactly the easiest one.
No clue.
That's Lake Champlain.
Champlain,
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Champlain. You're right.
It's time for your first item of clothing.
That's why I'm not playing.
Champlain. What are you going to be taking off,
my
Beth?
Shirt.
Wow. I love that comedian.
See-through bra.
Charlie Champlain. Okay, all right. And yes, that is a see-through bra.
Hey, let's celebrate with a nice glass of champagne.
Greg?
Yes, sir? Oh, here's my pal.
Here's Greg.
All right, I'm rooting for you, buddy. I want you to know I'm rooting for you all the way.
Let me mention that some more. Something for everyone. 6 area locations. Fresh, authentic Italian cuisine. Casual dining, great value. www.thatsamore.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Yeah.
That's Amore.
That sure is.
That's Amore. Oh, you're leaving. The cute lady from That's Amore is leaving.
You know what? I'll give you a chance. You don't even have to answer the question. Put it back in, Robbie.
All right.
Someone on the show made that fart. Just tell me who farted. Who is that?
Robbie.
Thank you.
Mike O'Mara.
Well, now play one of yours. Then that's not fair to embarrass me in front of all these people.
You got one of mine.
Play one of Don's.
This is the greatest.
Turn about his fair play. See, I think they're reversed. I think that was me.
No.
From the Golf USA session.
Rob has it labeled as an.
And then play. We should play the Can and Grace part, which is the greatest of all time. Listen to this.
Comes back for more.
Still the greatest ever. Yeah.
But anyway, you got to take something off. What are you taking off?
Taking off the shoes.
Shoes. Yuck.
That's
all right. First item of clothing for Greg.
Yuck. Carla. What juice is mixed with vodka to create the drink Cape Cod? I'll be having 6 to 100 of these after the show today.
It's a wonderful drink. Of course they all are.
Orange juice?
Oh, Carla.
Ah, cranberry juice.
And time for item number one. What will you be removing, Carla?
Shoes.
Are coming off here.
Shoes off. And we got one more guy in this round. It's KC. KC.
What's happening?
Hey, KC, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. We're having a good time.
KC.
I'm dorky.
How long is the right index finger of the Statue of Liberty?
I've known so many of these questions. The right index finger, you said?
Yes.
As opposed to the left one?
Yes.
Because I knew that.
The one where she's picking her nose.
Yeah, right. The right index finger would be... I'm going to say...
Look at these really drunk.
I'm going to say 3 feet, a yard.
Well, now, which is it, 3 feet or a yard?
Well, that is a yard, Don.
No.
You're two for two. It's Templin.
But at least I didn't forget the Sheryl Crow song. No, it's 8 feet.
And it's time for your first item of clothing. What's going to be coming off there, Casey?
That would be my boots.
Boots. And that's the end of the first round, Bob.
All right, listen, we're gonna break. And Mike, as we go to break in the first round, Robbie, you got some music here?
I do indeed.
Mike, can you give us a recap?
I sure can. It's easy recap to do because in the first round, I am looking at all goose eggs except for our Richard Dreyfuss lookalike Paul, who came up with the Rosie O'Donnell question. He was the only contestant in the first round that did not have to remove an article of clothing. That means everybody so far, except for Paul, has 4 items of clothing left on their way to total nudity.
Everyone should know in the next break, it'll be a lightning round, meaning you have no time to answer immediately, and I promise you I will pick the easiest question on the card.
Very good.
Okay? Lightning round, we get back. Everybody get out of here now. Go get your food from That's Amore.
Amore!
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. He lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness. Void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
The Don and Mike Show.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
All right, we're back with Stroop Trivia.
Yeah.
Very nice group of people. Everybody get food?
Yeah.
You tell it. I didn't hear it. You tell
I'm
it.
I'm coming out. I'm walking out to go down to take a little pee-pee. And I hear Lisa tell all the guys, you guys heard it too, said, she put her hands up and I went, Don and Mike eat first. Did she not say that to the guys? Did she say that to the guys?
Guys? Didn't care anyways.
What guys?
What's that?
We didn't care anyways. We just went in and dug in.
It was it was just a little embarrassing. You know, as I'm a fat guy, and I come out and I said, Don and Mike eat first. just a little, a little disconcerting.
I'm not even eating.
I know. I wasn't either.
No. I went outside to have a smoke and was with Beth's husband and I guess with Megan's husband out there.
Yes.
Talking with them.
But you know what it is? We have learned one thing, I think, for every time we play strip trivia. We should have chow. You guys like that? Is that a good idea?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that as a favor, you know, a little added bonus for our contestants. Instead of the usual array of soft drinks. And was there any vino out there? Was there a vino?
No.
Probably couldn't say that if there was.
We couldn't get in your stash.
Yeah, that's too bad.
No hooch. But, yeah, you know, really, if anybody wants a mixed drink, oh, hold on a second.
Is there something in the purple cup?
Mike, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's see, shall we?
Now, don't give it away, though.
Jesus. Man, oh, man, I think this Coca-Cola's gone bad.
And, Rob, I happen to know that...
it's tea.
Up in your office, you have a nice mini bar.
No, that wouldn't be my office, Don.
Well, in one of the offices upstairs, there's all those little airline bottles.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the happy contestant is the looped contestant.
We have a pretty nice little collection of bottles upstairs in the office.
Just remember, though, if there's ever food in here and we have contestants, Don and Mike eat first.
Yeah, right. Let's come back to the game. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, this is...
Rob,
hold on. I thought you had it loaded.
I did.
I thought you had it loaded up right. Here it's the
lightning round.
A lightning round, and what this means is that you will have 5 seconds to answer.
Yes, you have to answer rapidly.
But I will pick the easiest question on the card.
Very good.
And if you dispute me, I'll let you hear the rest of the questions.
Very good.
So you have 5 seconds to answer. Megan, step up.
Okay.
Find the easiest question on this card.
It better be easy.
The easiest question on the card.
Good luck, Megan.
I think it's time to pick a new card.
You know, on this one, I think I do. On this one, I think I do.
Hey, you're lucky. You get another card.
All right, good.
Get another card.
All of the questions there.
Yeah, new card.
Are impossible. All right. What Marvin Gaye tune launched the successful advertising campaign of the California Raisins?
Heard it through the grapevine.
That is your first correct answer. Congratulations, Megan.
Bingo.
That was so easy.
What was that?
That was so easy.
All right, Paul, I'll try to give you one as easy, okay? It was the easiest question on the card.
Filipinos, Spicoli,
Paul. Since I'm the only ethnicity out here, sure, why not?
The only ethnic?
That's it. That's it.
There you go.
That too.
All right, here you go.
That too.
What popular chewing gum has lemon, orange, pineapple, and banana as its predominant fruit flavorings?
Bubblicious.
Juicy Fruits.
Juicy Fruit, and it's time for your second item of clothing. What's coming off, Paul?
My hat.
His hat.
Your hat. There you go.
Joe, any comment on the hat?
It's a nice hat, Mike.
1-1,000, 2-1,000.
And no, Rob.
What?
Now, ladies, you're going to see the magic that is Rob. See the note Rob just handed me? Juicy Fruits.
He gets those every day.
J-E-W-C-Y.
Wow.
I get a barrage of these posted notes from Rob.
Rob will never have to go to therapy.
No.
Juicy Fruit.
That's Rob.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
That's not how you spell it?
No, it's not. Brooke, step up, please.
Okay.
Brooke.
Brooke has removed one item of clothing.
All right. What honor did Queen Elizabeth bestow upon Elton John in 1997?
The honor of knight or sir.
She knighted him.
That is your first correct answer. Way to go, Brooke.
She named the knight.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
Oops, hold on.
That was Paul.
She named the knight.
The knight.
Lightning round continues, and it's Rob.
Rob!
Rob, let me see. Oh, brother.
Where are
they? Rob, what would you be playing with someone? What would you be playing if someone told you to knuckle down at taw?
Knuckle.
W.
Cricket.
Marbles.
Second item of clothing. What will you be removing, Rob?
My belt.
His belt.
Your belt.
And I just have detected a little curiosity. Some of the ladies are actually becoming a little curious about the men's side right now.
Ladies, you can look.
Mm-hmm.
You bet you better not touch. Colette. Step up, Colette.
Colette is a veteran of strip trivia. She's been here before. She knows how to deal with the pressure.
Colette, what word did CBS executives forbid anyone from using during I Love Lucy, when Lucy was expecting her second child?
Pregnant?
Yes.
That is your first correct answer. Way to go, Colette.
All right, let's go to Matt.
Matthew, yes, you are on the air, sir.
Matt. No, Rob, see again.
What did he do?
The word vagina. The word was not vagina.
I thought he was going to spell Lucy, L-E-W-C-Y.
Oh,
hey.
Lucy, were they juicy?
Juicy. And that would be J-E-W-C-Y. Juicy, Lucy. Okay. Megan.
Matthew.
I'm sorry, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Matthew. Brother. You know, I'm trying to find the easiest one. There is not one.
Oh,
no, hold on.
Here we go.
What Jewish dietary law prohibits the eating of meat and dairy products during the same meal?
Kosher?
Yeah.
That's your first correct answer. Way to go, Matthew.
Yeah, this is a lightning round. Easy question.
Lots of correct answers in this round.
Now it's Stephanie.
Stephanie, our Meryl Streep lookalike.
Stephanie, what was the... What was the first film in which Timothy Dalton played the role of James Bond? Or I'll give you this question. Whose hometown in Austria named a stadium after him?
That's the easiest one.
Those are the easiest two, yes.
Well, you rarely get an opportunity to have two questions. That's a real bonus, Stephanie. You have any answers for us? It's 5-second lightning round.
Lightning round, Stephanie.
I don't know that one.
Terribly sorry. The first one was The Living Daylights. And the second one is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Austrian
my
star.
My favorite James Bond character was Roger Moore, so.
Roger Moore. And it's time for your second item of clothing. What will you be removing, Stephanie?
My shirt.
The shirt.
Well.
Shirt coming off here.
Let's stop the show.
Oh, and there's one of those tricky undershirts there.
Yeah, I've got an undershirt. But it's one of them undershirts that's like a bra undershirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got those spaghetti straps.
Very nice. Thank you, girls.
There you go. It's starting to get interesting here.
Very nice. We now go to our leader, Paul.
Paul, our Richard Dreyfuss lookalike with the first correct answer of the game.
Can Rob ask me a Hitler question?
What an interesting request that is. I'm not sure we'd allow him to do that.
What is the only state in the continental United States that does not observe daylight savings time?
Indiana.
Arizona.
And that is, that. It is time for your first item of clothing. Paul, what's coming off?
Socks and shoes.
He's totally thrown by the fact that he had an incorrect answer.
Socks and shoes. Now it's time for Lil Beth.
Hi, Beth. Turn that microphone down to face your mouth.
Okay.
You
Lil Beth.
Beth is wearing a see-through brassiere.
Lil Beth. Lil Beth, how many temporary or milk teeth are there in a child's mouth?
Stop it.
12.
Well, maybe where you come from. 20.
It's time for your second item of clothing. What will be coming off, Beth?
Socks and shoes.
Socks and shoes.
We can see her boobs plain as day right now anyway.
Yeah, she's got a lovely tattoo on her left shoulder.
Let's go to Greg.
Greg, my buddy.
Greg.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Greg.
Greg.
Did you wash your hands after you went to the bathroom, Mike?
Greg, knock it off, or I'm going to... Greg, I mean it. I will disqualify you from strip trivia. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir. Sorry,
thank
Mike.
You. Thank you very much.
All right, Greg. What animal used to be known as the camelopard?
The duck-billed platypus.
Lightning round. No, that would be... giraffe.
Second item of clothing. What's coming off, Greg?
Socks.
Socks. There's a treat. Carla.
Carla.
Carla. Stand up, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hello.
Carla, what talk show host was the first female comic to win on Star Search?
Jenny Jones.
Right, you are.
That is your first correct answer. Way to go, Carla.
And now let's go to KC.
KC, our Tim Robbins lookalike.
To wind up this.
Give me an easy one, Don. The last one was ridiculous. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend you.
What child's toy started out as wallpaper cleaner?
That would be Silly Putty.
Play-Doh.
And it's
I was going to say Play-Doh, and these guys behind me.
Your second
Play-Doh.
Item of clothing. What's coming off,
I was
going
to say Play-Doh.
Well, don't listen to the dummies behind you. What are you taking off?
I guess I'll take off my socks.
Socks. And that's the end of the second round, Bob.
And we're going to play a third round.
Is it going to be a lightning round?
No, this is just going to be a regular round.
With tougher questions.
Because, frankly, it's hard to find easy questions.
It is indeed.
On this 20th anniversary trivia pursuit. Mike, who's winning right now and who's losing right now?
So far, it's a pretty even playing field. One of our the big losers with two items of clothing removed are Paul, Rob, also Stephanie, Beth, Greg, and KC. All of the other contestants so far have removed only one item of clothing.
All right, then let's go to the next round. And the questions get harder, and it's Megan.
Hello.
Hi, Megan. Megan, what is the principal food of the giant panda?
Bamboo.
Right, you are.
That's your second correct answer in a row. Way to go, Megan.
Thank you.
Now, Paul.
I could have answered that for you.
You know what? I am about to come over there and slap your Polynesian face.
Is Paul your Greg?
Paul is, and he's not Polynesian. You are
Filipino.
yeah, you got your.
Favorite. Are we going to take Greg and Paul up to the roof after the game's over and just throw them off?
What is the name and occupation of the character portrayed by Sarah Michelle Gellar in the TV show name for her character?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
There you go. Get off my ass, okay?
Yeah, I will.
That's your first
correct
answer.
Get off my ass.
First correct answer. We never get violent during strip trivia, but, you know.
Polynesian face off my ass. Brooke.
Brooke has one item of clothing removed and one correct answer.
Brooke, who was the voice of Mr. Magoo in the TV series?
Oh, no.
Mr. Magoo.
Would you like an audio clue?
I would.
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Oh, no help there.
Sorry about that.
Jim Backus.
Jim Backus.
Oh, that's so obscure.
Take something off.
Time for your second item of clothing. What's coming off, Brooke?
Oh, I guess I'll take off my bra.
The bra!
The bra trick.
The bra! Hold on, you gotta stand at the microphone
now
while you take the bra off. You know, I think she might be one of these girls that's got like a...
Yeah.
Like she's hiding something.
Like a mysterious bounty. Amen.
Let's see how big that bra is.
It's rather large.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what's happening there. Rob.
Rob has removed two items of clothing. He's bringing up the rear.
Rob.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rob, the enthusiastic Rob.
Who has walked more batters than anyone in Major League history? Any time, Rob.
Gaylord Barry.
Gaylord Barry. Not to be confused with Gaylord Perry.
Right. Maybe.
But no, the answer is Nolan Ryan.
And it's time for your third item of clothing. What's coming off there, Rob?
My shirt.
Your shirt. Well, ladies, get ready for a treat.
Hey, some curiosity.
There you go. And, well, what do you think, ladies? I mean, he's asking for your approval.
No, I'm not.
The crowd.
The crowd groans in disappointment.
Let's go to
Colette.
Colette. Hi, Colette. Hi, Colette.
Hi, how you doing? There you go. Microphone right there. How you doing today?
Colette, what is the only bird that can swim but not fly?
A flamingo.
The penguin. Time for your second item of clothing. What will you be removing, Colette?
My first shirt.
Her first shirt. She's taking off the delicate outer cookie.
And it's another one of those undershirts that's like a bra.
Right.
See, can pretty much see right through.
I wear those when I'm doing anything athletic.
Hello, Matt. Matt, our Adam Sandler look-alike. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Matt has removed one item of clothing, and he has one correct answer.
We'd like to keep it that way.
What liquid can you add to baking soda to make a substitute for baking powder? I'll read that again. What liquid can you add to baking soda to make a substitute for baking powder?
I know this one. Vinegar?
That's right.
Oh, I was wrong. That's your second correct answer.
What did you think it was?
Urine. My own.
Who can tell the difference?
My own baking soda. My cakes have never tasted fluffier.
Stephanie.
Stephanie has removed two items of clothing.
Stephanie? Stephanie.
It's cold in here.
Sure is, Mike.
My husband just laughed at that. I know he knew why you said that.
What was missing from all of the dolls belonging to Wednesday Addams?
Their heads
up.
Way to go.
That's right.
That's your first correct answer. Way to go, Stephanie.
That's your last free pass.
Nice, polite round of applause. The girls are really getting along with one another.
That's your nice last free pass. And now here's Paul.
Paul is 50% so far. He's got one correct answer, one incorrect answer.
You guys pulling the advanced for ours and the beginners for theirs?
Uh-oh. That was screwing with LQ. We have to add Paul to the other Paul.
I was just
Paul
kidding.
I should put Paul P for Paul Filipino.
I was just kidding.
Paul A.
For A-hole.
For A-hole.
I was in the same crowd as the other Paul?
Yes, you are.
The other guys made me
say
that.
We got three guys now we're going to throw off the roof.
Here you go. I could have given you the real easy one on this, but now you're not going to get it. Good luck. What do you call ocean vents gushing superheated water?
Could you say that again?
Sure. What do you call ocean vents gushing superheated water?
I know this.
Ocean rigs.
I know. Is it smokestacks?
Black smokers.
Okay. Thank you. And it's time for your second item of clothing.
Thank you very much.
Paul A., what are you going to be taking off, Paul A.?
My outer shirt.
Your outer shirt. Now, let's see. It's
everybody has an outer shirt today.
Lil Beth.
Hi, Beth.
You're going to get from the very same card the question that Paul A. could have gotten.
Very good.
Okay.
What movie introduced the fictional product character, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Ghostbusters.
There you go.
That is Paul.
First correct answer, Beth. Way to go.
On the same card. Oh, no, not you, Filipino Paul. The other Paul. Paul A. Carla.
Where's it? Actually, Greg is next.
Oh, I'm sorry, Greg. I lost my place. Greg.
How could I possibly forget Greg?
Hi, Mike.
Greg. What device measures the rate of rotation of a revolving shaft? Shaft.
What am I talking about? Shaft.
John Shaft.
A revolver meter.
A revolver meter.
It's item number three, ass. What are you taking off? It'll be the shirt.
You're stupid or something.
It's a tachometer.
A what?
Tachometer.
Attack.
Yes, correct.
A little more time studying the books, a little less time staring at me in the urinal. There you go. All right, Carla is next.
He's got his shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Crowd moans their disappointment.
Hi there, Carla.
Hello.
Carla. All right. What movie studio was founded in 1923 by the brothers Albert, Harry, Jack, and Samuel?
MGM.
Warner Brothers.
Item number two, what will you be removing, Carla?
Carla, you got to come back.
Carla's coming over to the microphone.
My shirt.
Shirt's coming off here.
Let's see what's happening.
And a nice...
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Lovely little round of applause.
Jesus.
It's the...
Wow.
Oh, listen to the guys.
The guys made so much noise that they actually shorted out the microphone over there.
It's the tanning season.
Wow. And finally, KC.
Hey, what's up?
All right, KC.
Can we get Carla back for...
That was quick. Carla, would you like to take a bow for the guys? We give women the opportunity to do that if they'd like to.
Wicked awesome.
If Carla declines, you're not obligated to do that in any way whatsoever.
It's up to you, Carla.
She's a little bashful.
Do you want to just stand in front of the window for a second?
Yeah, KC. Oh, yes.
She was a good sport.
Yeah. She did a lot of things.
She didn't want to do that with you wild animals.
What was the colorful name given to the villains in the movie The Yellow Submarine?
The meanies, the purple meanies, the meanies.
Again, you're closer than a nun's pubic hair.
The meanies,
the blue meanies.
Oh, come on, Don! Come on, meanies! I said the meanies.
Oh, we're sub.
That is
KC,
so cool.
KC, what are you taking off? Sorry, Casey, it was the blue meanies, and you said purple, so it's a legitimate thing there.
Splitting.
What are you taking off?
Who cares?
We got to throw now Casey, Greg, and the two Pauls from the roof.
A little bitter.
What are you taking off?
I'm taking off the pants, Don.
And that is the end of round number three, Bob.
Don.
Yes.
We have odor.
Here's the report from Joe.
We have odor.
Joe, can you
have funk? The funkometer has just jumped.
Can you
honest Joe?
Can you determine, is it foot? Is it crotch?
There's a lot of bare feet over here, and it's starting to register.
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
And he's honest, Joe. I wanted the spray for comedic value, but Joe would only report in when it was really happening.
All right, now we're getting somewhere. We got some girls in their bras. We got some guys.
We
got some clothes. Mike, who's got what?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Megan is one of our leaders. She has two correct answers. Paul with one correct answer. Brooke with one correct answer. Rob bringing up the rear with three incorrect answers. Only two items of clothing left. Colette with one correct one. Matthew with two correct answers. Stephanie with one correct answer. Paul with one correct answer. So does Beth have one correct? Greg, he has two items of clothing left. He ain't got none right yet.
So right now, who's in first place?
Our leader right now would be Matthew would be one of our leaders. Megan is one of our leaders. And bringing up the rear, Casey, Greg, and Rob.
All right, well, couldn't work out any better.
It's fantastic.
We will be right back. Go get your food, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I don't love you, but I like you. Respect you enough not to want to lie to you.
Oh, don't stop.
Now isn't the time for talk, darling,
moaned the fiercely aroused young socialite daughter of a prominent jurist. Her blouse was open, and she ripped at the gap with trembling fingers, pulling away the silken fabric so that the ruby nipples rising erectly from the midst of those glorious, unclad spheres of ivory splendor were lavishly disclosed, surging upwards with ragged wantonness, begging for further fondles.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. And from New York City on WNEW.
Can you see good or something?
921027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, that's right.
You're a goddamn genius.
Thank you.
Come chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very nice group of guys and girls with strip trivia today. Man, it's great. They have resurrected strip trivia. You should all give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, beautiful.
Fantastic. Can't say for sure what's going on, but there's some type of moonshine, I believe, being passed around.
Yeah, there's a lot of shine circulating, and, you know, they're getting a little looser and a little more limber as the game goes on.
And also, I was out at Cancer Corner.
Yes.
Talking with everybody, enjoying my cigar while the other smokers were around me, and I'm finding...
I was at the That's Amore table, saying that I get to go first.
I'm finding great pleasure in... telling people things we can't say.
Yes, it is I think probably in the last month or so, we enjoy going out and meeting people to listen to the show more than we ever have before because we get to share so much of our life.
Yeah, I was talking with Beth's husband about the situation and Megan's husband, and then Paul the a-hole came out. And
yeah, that'll be terrific.
Discussed it with us. And,
we'll be able to probably chat with everybody about that before the end of the day.
Yeah, everybody will know what's going on. So here we go with the next round.
We go to round number four.
Round number four. The prize, of course, is a trip to Hollywood.
Right.
For two. You stay out there for 3 nights and 2 days. You go to Poison's final show, which is being taped on VH1 at the Roxy,
mm-hmm.
which is a small club. And then you go to a party with Poison. And it's not one of those parties where radio stations from all over the country send people.
Yeah, some of those things can be an absolute zoo.
No, those are CFs. Woo! You will be... the only listeners.
Thank you, Rob.
You will be the only listeners who are at the party.
God almighty.
Having said that, let's get some people naked. Let's go to Megan.
Megan, you want to plug your bar?
Oh, yes. Sidebartavern.com. I'm a booking agent there. That's what I actually do for a living.
And that's up in Baltimore.
Correct.
All right.
And I also heard during the break that they, you named your cat after my wife?
Yes, Little Frida. Meow.
Tell me, so that now there's Big Frida,
right?
My Frida.
Right.
And then there's Little Frida.
Who's 6 days old.
The pussy cat.
Yes.
Little Frida the pussy.
yes, my pussy's name is Little Frida.
You know, that, I think we can isolate that. I really can.
That's very true.
Okay.
Here we go. What concise creation of John Robert Gregg was conveyed in an 1888 book? I know, it's an impossible question. Everybody's going to get an impossible question in this round.
Incidentally, Megan has two correct answers in a row. She's only removed one item of clothing.
Yeah, I'm just naming the subject of what he wrote. Is that what I'm doing?
Yes, yes. What concise creation of John Robert Gregg was conveyed in an 1888 book? Right, no idea, right?
I have no idea.
Shorthand.
Shorthand.
Or as we like calling it, Snyderhand.
Snyderhand. And it's time for your second item of clothing. What's coming off, Megan?
I'm going to do the sneaky bra thing.
The bra trick.
You know, I can't believe that we've never, in all the Dan Snyder jokes, we've never come up with shorthand.
Shorthand has never been, we've had every type of short variation known to mankind.
Okay, Paul.
Yeah. Paul has removed two items of clothing. He is down to his final three.
That little cat sounds really delicious right about now.
There's Paul. And Paul is one of the pains in the asses that's over in the other room.
You want to call him Polynesian when in actuality...
Filipino.
Yeah, Filipino.
Filipino Paul. I put it back. He's Paul P.
Paul
B.
good morning. Good morning.
All right, here you go. Now everybody gets an impossible question in this round. Who pledged $200 million to bring the internet to low-income libraries?
Al Gore.
Bill Gates.
And that is your third incorrect answer. Time for your third item of clothing. What will you be removing, Paul? Filipino Paul.
My jacket.
His jacket.
Your jacket.
Let's see what we have here. Oh, it's just a T-shirt.
And...
Yes, crowd very disappointed.
Brooke! Brooke, stand up, Brooke.
Brooke is in the middle of the pack. She has two items of clothing removed. Let's see how she does here.
Brooke, what hamburger chain started in 1921 has five holes in its burgers so they will cook through without being flipped over?
I'd say McDonald's.
I'd say take off some clothes. White Castle.
White Castle.
Okay.
White Balls.
White Hassle.
White Hassle. And item number three, what will you be removing, Brooke?
I will take off, I guess, all I have is my pants.
Her pants.
Your pants.
Her pants, ladies and gentlemen, right
now,
there.
Hold on. Brooke, go ahead.
Right there.
Luckily, my T-shirt is really long.
Well, that is a strategy.
I wear that purposefully, yeah.
That is a strategy employed by many contestants on Strip Trivia.
But then she's just down to her underpants and her shirt.
Absolutely. Our first pants.
Our pants.
First pants have hit the floor.
Pants are off. Thank you, Brooke. Let's go to Rob.
Rob is one of our losers so far. Rob has no correct answers. He has only two items of clothing remaining. Some of the girls thought he looked like Ethan Hawke.
What do John the Baptist, Winnie the Pooh, and Smokey the Bear have in common? Damn. You hear that? Damn.
Can you repeat the question for me?
Yes. What do John the Baptist, Winnie the Pooh, and Smokey the Bear have in common?
They're all heroin addicts.
They each have the same middle word in their title.
Oh.
The.
Oh. Oh, all right. Item number four, what are you taking off, Rob?
Well, I'm down to getting down to the nitty-gritty here, so I guess my pants.
Pants, boss.
Pants.
Come on.
Pants.
Come on.
Ladies, don't be shy if you want to look.
Go ahead. Beth, go on there and enjoy yourself, for God's sake.
Come on, Beth. You want to see another man.
You know? Absolutely. You girls want to see the twig and berries, you go right ahead.
All right. Colette. Hi, Colette.
Colette has three items of clothing removed. She has one correct answer so far in the game.
What country encompasses the north face of Mount Everest? Colette? You gotta say something, even
Argentina.
If you don't.
Argentina.
No. China.
China, item number three, what's coming off, Colette?
My pants.
Her pants. Her pants.
And now she has just shorts on.
That's right. We're just waiting now. And she has.
Purdy panties.
She's got a thong.
Oh, that's a thong?
Yes, very nice. Matches the brassiere that was earlier removed. Very nice.
Thong.
Lovely. Wonderful, yes.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Matt.
Matt is one of our leaders. He only has one incorrect answer.
Here we go.
Four items of clothing remaining on young Matt.
Who was the first person in history to be declared an honorary veteran by presidential decree? No,
Rob Spielak!
No, not you.
Not Rob.
I saw him making his way over to you.
Press my button.
Press the button that sings my name.
Rob Spielak!
I'm an honorary veteran.
Bob Girard?
Bob Girard.
Who?
Bob Jungle Death Gerard.
Those guys are fags.
Gerard.
Now it's Bob Hope.
And item number two, what are you taking off, Matt?
Well, I got half it right, so can I take off one sock?
No.
All
right. My socks.
Those guys are fags. Where'd you get the jacket?
I got it from the network. Listen, What's that thing? Oh, really bad?
That would be some spray.
Joe would indicate that's real bad.
Yeah, it's getting rough in here now.
All right. So was it smell like foot in there?
Yes, it does. Okay. Foot and ass.
Foot and ass. Stephanie.
Stephanie has three items of clothing remaining, and it is surely cold in here.
What sport did Scotland ban in 1457 in order to refocus men's attention on archery?
Golf.
Golf is correct.
Ah, that's your second correct answer in a row. Way to go, Stephanie.
Good for you, Stephanie.
Nice job.
And now let's go to Paul A.
This is Paul A. Hole. He has three items of clothing remaining.
Paul.
Yes, sir.
What kind of weather does a ring around the moon usually predict?
Dusty. Humid, humid, raining.
Bob Ryan, here's my forecast.
Dust.
There's a ring around the moon. He's going to be dusty tomorrow.
Paul, the answer would be rain.
I said rain after I said rain.
Yeah, afterwards. Is your item number three? What are you taking off, Paul?
I take off the shirt.
Man, oh, man.
Are you stupid or something?
You want to go out this weekend? I got to cancel the barbecue. Chance of dust.
Hey, look at that. There's a ring around the moon.
It's going to be dusty tomorrow.
Here's little Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hi, Beth. How many you...
Beth has three items of clothing remaining, and Beth has a see-through bra.
Beth, what country has... Excuse me, what country extends across five time zones but maintains the same time throughout the country?
What country?
Yeah. What country extends across five time zones but maintains the same time throughout the country?
Brazil.
Brazil, no. No, once again, the answer is... China.
China, that's an effed up country to do that.
Sure is.
Is it good afternoon? Hey, it's 12 noon. I can't see my hand in front of my face.
And what are you taking off?
Item number three. The pants. There we go. And the matching panties. And lots of tattoos.
Now she's just down to just her underpants and her bra.
Fantastic.
And it's time for...
It's time for my friend Greg.
Greg.
Hi, Mike.
Follow me into the restroom, Greg. And I didn't follow you, you hammerhead. All right.
Greg. Who wrote The Interpretation of Dreams in the late 19th century?
Give him the answer.
Who whispered Freud? Seriously. You guys, you got to rat him out. Who whispered Freud?
It's Paul. He's pointing to Paul.
Is it Paul the a-hole?
He's pointing to Paul. Filipino Paul.
No, the Chinaman.
Hey, Filipino Paul.
I yell out racism right here, right now.
Filipino Paul, did you in fact say Freud?
Of course not.
All right, no. He's denying. We can't, unless it's a jury trial.
Someone in that room.
Rat it out.
Or everybody has to take off an article of clothing.
This is like Full Metal Jacket.
All right, I'm pointing for the money. This is Paul the Chinaman.
All right, now two guys are pointing at you. Paul, are you ready to fess up and save the rest of the group?
Fine, I'll take the bullet.
All right,
I still commit racism is on top.
It's racism. Paul, you must remove a third item of clothing right now.
Fine, I'll take my shirt off.
All right, shirt off.
Okay, here you go. Get ready for a Chinese buffet.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have to get a new question for Greg.
Man, I'm sorry. Rob, would you give me some? Would you give me some dumplings?
Oh my!
All right. What is the origin of the name Motel 6?
Super Great. 8.
You know, and this is the guy that busted my balls. My God. All right.
Are you stupid or something? Oh, wow.
The origin.
Super.
The origin of... they charged $6 a night.
And item number four, bringing you to the rear of the group, Greg. What are you going to be removing now?
The trousers.
The trousers.
Trousers.
Your trousers off.
Trousers, Mr. O'Mara.
Wow. Joe emptying the can.
Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hey.
Carla.
Carla has three items of clothing remaining.
Carla. Which holiday was once illegal in England and parts of Puritan New England?
And still illegal in the Speedway House.
Columbus Day?
Oh.
Christmas. Christmas. Item number three. What's Garla, coming off, Carla?
Carla, what are you taking off?
The shorts.
The shorts. Can you say that on the microphone?
She's very bashful.
Shorts.
Shorts. So that the home listeners can enjoy.
Shorts.
Take them all slowly.
Lovely little pierced navel, too. Very, very lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes.
And I'm
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Saying the oh, yeah.
Is that yeah. I have not said this for a long time. Hey, Rob.
Oh, dear.
Come feel this.
Oh, stop it.
You know what? Buzz is in here.
I'm saying, Buzz, Buzz, come feel this. No. You know what? No. Just stay where you are.
It, oh, stop it. Please stop.
It'll reach to you, Buzz.
Oh, God.
Casey.
Casey's one of our losers so far. He has three items of clothing removed, only two remaining.
Casey, what does a whip break when you crack a whip?
It breaks the sound barrier.
That's your first
thank
correct
you
answer.
And that's the thank end you very of round much number four, Bob.
That's right. Now, Mike, I see a bunch of people who are very close to being naked here.
There are two people after that round that are on the bubble. Those two individuals are Mr. Rob and my close personal friend, Mr. Greg.
All right. Among the women, who's closest to being naked?
Among the women, let me look down my list here. I am looking. We
well,
have...
I know it's Beth and Carla. I see them in their underpants and their
Brooke,
bras. And,
Brooke has two items left. Colette has two items left. Also, let me see. Stephanie? No, she's got three items left.
Beth
has two items left.
Carla?
And Carla has two items left.
So who is our overall leader right now?
Our overall leader would be, I'm looking down here, it's a pretty evenly matched thing, but our leaders, plural, are Matthew, Stephanie, and those are the two leaders right there, Matthew and Stephanie.
All right, guys, go get some foods. Go get yourself some drinks.
Also Megan, actually. Megan's a leader, too.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vivian's lithe and perfect body, glisteningly drenched with perspiration, lay momentarily stretched out. Her head and shoulders were bent almost double, like an animate figure six. In its classic and momentary immobility, her body might have been likened to a classic Grecian sculpture. Complementing this, and equally as artistically attractive, was the bronzed, powerful body of the man. His lower limbs were almost outstretched. His upper body was inversely twisted into a complementing duplicate of her pose. Fleetingly, the pair could have brought to mind an advertising poster that might use classic figures bent in shapes of numerals. He lay a panting nine above, beside, and around her, encompassing for the fleeting moment her gracious six.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
All right. We're going to make it happen now, everybody, because... lightning round.
Yeah, we're going to have some clothes hit the floor.
Absolutely. Lightning round, which means we're going to find the easiest possible question of the Trivial Pursuit card, and you have 5 seconds to answer.
The pressure is really on.
I will tell you that during that break, one of our contestants was on the telephone with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I won't say who it was.
Right.
Okay, Carla. I guess he didn't know that it was strip trivia.
Oh, didn't know that she was going to maybe be totally naked.
I had another contestant, I won't say who it is, Paul the A-hole, offered Mike a bribe.
Yes, yes, a bribe to fix the outcome, and I was completely offended.
Yeah, we'd like the bribe, though.
Yeah, we'd like the bribe, and then we won't let you win.
We can't fix the game, but we'd like the bribe.
Yes, 10s and 20s.
All right, let's go to Megan.
Good luck, Megan. Megan is down to three items of clothing.
Yep.
Megan, how many bytes in a gigabyte?
32.
You're very close. 1 billion.
Item number three. What will you be removing, Megan?
My skirt, I guess.
The camouflage skirt to match the army boots that she is wearing and the tattoos. Very good.
There you go. There's some nice underpants.
Ah, very nice.
Is that a thong, guys?
Very sheer. It is a very sheer patty.
Let's go to Paul.
Paul did have one correct answer. You took it away, and now Paul is down to his last item of clothing.
Racism.
Racism.
This is not racism.
Just mentioning it. Just mentioning
he's
it.
He's calling racism
it,
again.
Just mentioned that you answered a question for a contestant.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, right.
did you or didn't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
All right. All right. Also, let me say tomorrow on the show, Mr. Skin, Dennis and Tom will play Password for you, the home viewer, and also we'll have a winner in the Hotwire contest.
Very good.
That's tomorrow. So we could have some racial nudity right now.
Absolutely. We'll see if Paul the Filipino handles this question.
Who was the Acropolis dedicated to?
Oh boy.
Quiet, gentlemen.
Can you repeat the question again, please?
It's a lightning round. It's a lightning round.
Acro?
Acro. Acro, no.
And that's it for you, Paul. Time to get totally naked in front of the ladies.
Athena.
Take a look.
Hey, Paul.
Gather around the window, ladies.
Paul, there you go. You got to do it right in front of the window. You got to take it all off in front of the ladies.
Well, you can tell. They're impressed.
Now, he's not even taking anything off yet, has he?
Paul, I can't see. Oh, yes, he did.
Did you see both sides, girls?
You got to show the twig and berries, Paul. Bring the lights up
in
there, gentlemen.
There's that thing about Asian men, so, you know.
There we go. There it is.
Come on, Paul.
And has he? I can't see. So
you can't see.
There we go. No, I don't want to see.
Now, ladies, did he take his pants off?
Yes, he did.
All right.
Okay.
And then there were 11. Joe with the spray.
Is there any MSG in there?
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
I think the moon has a smoother surface than Paul's back.
Oh, God.
All right, Paul's out.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brooke.
Brooke has two items of clothing remaining.
Remember, Brooke, this is a lightning round.
Hey, when Paul takes his clothes off, when you see him naked 2 hours later, you want to see him naked again.
No, you don't.
It's time for a lightning round.
What was Captain Pierce's nickname on MASH?
Lightning round.
I'm too young. Wait.
Sorry.
Hawkeye.
Okay, Hawkeye, item number four. What will you be removing, Brooke?
Oh, boy. I guess obviously my underwear.
Her underwear.
Underpants.
Ooh.
Because she still has that long
still
t-shirt.
Has the shirt, so she'll be taking her panties off.
Her underpants.
And here we go.
Megan, move out of the way.
Let's wait for this to happen.
Somebody says, Megan, move out of the way. All right, and the panties are off.
There, one leg. And
that's it. Now it's just a t-shirt between her and her nothing at all.
Very nice.
Good idea.
Let's see. Rob?
Rob is down to his last.
This could be it for Rob. Rob, who was Time Magazine's first Man of the Year?
Ronald Reagan?
Well, what's your answer?
Ronald Reagan?
I think Time Magazine was invented like in 1980. Oh, it's, you may remember him, Charles Lindbergh.
All right, Rob, time to get naked.
Ladies, get a good one. All right, now. He's not shy.
All right. All right, he has removed his clothing.
He's not shy. Who would like to comment?
Anybody like to comment on Rob getting naked, ladies?
Megan?
Anyone?
Megan, anybody?
They seem to be at a loss for words right now.
Mad Magazine.
He was naked.
He was naked.
I just want to remind you that the air conditioning's on, like, full blast in this room. So.
And I believe Brooke said he's cute. Brooke said he's cute, so there we go.
All right, let's go to Colette.
Colette, who is down to two items of clothing.
Colette, it's a lightning round. What's inscribed in the statue of Mr. Faber in the movie Animal House?
I don't know.
Ah. Knowledge is good.
Item number four, what will you be removing, Colette?
My shirt.
Your shirt
is coming off here.
Here we go.
Nope.
Oh, we have
boobage.
Boobage.
Major
Bravo.
Boobage.
Wonderful. All over tan boobage.
Very nice boobage.
The guys are getting rowdy over there. They want to see more.
Let's go to Matt.
Matt is one of our leaders. He has three items of clothing remaining.
What year did Chuck Yeager become the first pilot to break the sound barrier?
Oh, my goodness.
Right, oh, my goodness.
1947. Item number three, what's coming off, Matt?
My shirt.
Shirts.
Shirt coming off here. 1971, right before the space program.
Stephanie.
Stephanie has three items of clothing remaining. She is one of our leaders, and actually now she is the leader with that stumble by Matthew.
I have to keep those three items on.
Where would you look for a uvula? Lightning round.
The brain.
Good. In the mouth or in the throat?
In the mouth or throat. Item number three, what will you be removing, Stephanie?
My pants.
Pants coming off your boss.
In the brain. Mr. O'Meara, we have to do brain surgery to remove your uvula.
Make sure you don't cut my uvula.
Oh, proud of me.
All right, here we go. And a lovely little tattoo.
And look, there's a ring around the moon. I mean, this is going to be dusty.
What is your tattoo, Stephanie? That's cute.
It's a matching tattoo that my husband and I have. We're married in Key West. And it's
a little shell, a little conch shell. All right. Very nice.
Very nice. Well, we'll see both of your conch shells, I bet, in the next round.
And it's time for A-Hole Paul.
A-Hole Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you doing,
baby? Having a meal.
Hey. What's happening, man?
Hey, man.
Have
a meal, man.
Paul has two items of clothing remaining.
What author was marked for death after the publication of his best-selling novel in 1988?
Oh, man. I don't remember his name. Kaplan. I don't know his name.
Gabe Kaplan. That's right.
Salman Rushdie.
Salman Rushdie. Item
Salman
number
Salman
four.
Rushdie.
What? Salman like the fish?
Sorry. What's Salman coming off, Paul?
Pants, I guess.
Pants coming off, I guess.
Pants. All right, girl. Let's wait for this. This has got to be worth the wait.
There you go.
Tidy whities.
All right.
All right, Lil Beth.
Lil Beth is down
hey,
to two items of clothing.
Can you take a look at Paul's back real quick?
Paul,
will you come show us your back?
Wait, hold on a second. Look at
Joe, there's no light over there. We can't see.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It feels like he's wearing a sweater, Mike.
A little back there action. All right.
What?
Yeah.
What cartoon character is considered the world's richest duck? It's a lightning round.
McDuck? I can picture him, but I don't know his name.
I can't give it to you. It's Uncle Scrooge McDuck. Can't give it to you.
All right, it's item number four. What's coming off, Beth?
The bra.
The bra is coming off.
Well,
we've seen them all day anyway. There they are. There they are. Finally unconfined.
Very nice. And we're ready for Greg.
Greg is down to his last item of clothing.
Yes. Yes, Greg, I am.
Greg Marmalade. Greg. Oh, brother. Greg, what presidential family is rumored to have provided the model for the book and movie Primary Colors?
Oh, the Nixons.
That was a soft ball.
Time for you to take your last item of clothing off, my friend.
The answer is the Clintons.
Bye, Greg.
It's cold in here, remind you.
All right. Brooke's not looking. And is he done? He's done. Bye, pal.
Okay, now, Megan, I saw you staring. Come tell us what you saw.
Little review, Megan.
He's got a little butt.
What about the other side?
A little front. I'm sorry, no, it's okay. It's totally normal guys.
Little front.
Carla.
Carla's down to two items of clothing.
Carla.
Lovely tanned Carla.
Carla.
Carla. your butt. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I see. Oh, there's a little spot there.
It just doesn't tan.
Doesn't tan?
No.
Oh, that's cute.
What sport did a 10-year-old become the youngest person to achieve a perfect score in
in 1994. Lightning round.
Bowling.
Bowling.
You got that one from your boyfriend.
Man.
We're all very disappointed. Life is cruel.
As we go to KC.
KC, another one of our leaders with two items of clothing remaining.
Natural born leader. Thank you. That was very funny.
What was the name of the cab company on the TV show Taxi?
The name of the cab company on Taxi was... the cabs were yellow cab.
Sunshine cab.
Yeah.
Item number four, what's coming off, KC?
Shirt's coming off, boss.
All right, shirt's coming off. That's the end of round number five, Bob.
Now, Rob, what's the deal with the time?
You can probably do another lightning round if you want. Or we could break.
Want to do another lightning round?
Yes, I do.
Let's do it.
Another lightning round. Get ready, contestants.
All right, let's make it happen. Here we go. Megan.
Hello.
What track does the Chattanooga Choo Choo leave from?
Is a number? I don't... 3?
29.
I don't know.
And that is your fourth item of clothing. What's coming off, Megan?
Oh, good Lord, the shirt.
The shirt.
Oh, good Lord.
The shirt's coming off here, and we have two pierced nipples. Absolutely, the guys love Megan.
Wow. All right, let's go to Matt.
Yeah. Actually, it's Brooke.
Oh, right, I forgot we got guys who were eliminated. Brooke.
Brooke is next. Oh, Brooke. She is down to her last.
She is wearing simply a T-shirt. What was the first word that Helen Keller uttered in the 1962 movie The Miracle Worker?
We will have an audio clue at the conclusion of this question.
I do it all the time. It's like the only impression I do.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
The word is water, which she said.
And that's it for you, Brooke. It's time for you to take it all off. Time for that T-shirt to come off.
She went,
wow. That's it.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
Here we go. Oh, dear.
Megan looks like a towel rack right now.
3, 2, 1. There we go.
Look at that. Look at that.
Christ. What a pleasant surprise.
Boy, howdy.
My goodness.
Wow.
Wow. Those were delightful.
Does your dad know how big your boobs are? damn.
Incredible.
If you're listening, sir, your daughter has spectacular, gigantic breasts.
And then there were 8.
If you're listening, sir.
Yes, sir. Nice job, Brooke. No. Sorry you couldn't win.
Bye, Brooke.
And now we go to Colette.
But, Dad, if you're listening, damn.
We only got a brief look, but it was worth it.
Damn. Colette, this is it for you, right?
Down to her last, Don.
Megan.
Colette. Which Kellogg's character wears the baker's hat?
Pop.
Snap.
Snap. And it's time for you to remove all of your clothes, Colette. That's it for you. No hesitation.
Time for Furburger Ridge.
We see the landing strip. A nice round of applause. There you go. Colette very comfortable with her nudity.
No problem.
And then there were 7.
She had no problem being naked.
Lousy. All right, so
Colette's out.
She is out. We are thinning the herd. Thinning the herd.
In the herd.
History.
All right, now who's next?
Matthew is next, and he's one of our leaders. He has 2 items of clothing remaining.
Matthew.
Yes, sir.
What would you call people from Oxford?
Highly educated.
Oxonovans.
Oxonovans, and it's item number 4. What's coming off, Matthew?
My shorts.
Shorts. Yeah, or call them a-holes. That might be one of the schools my kid ends up going to. And there he goes.
Oh, dear.
There he's down to his underpants. And
Stephanie is next. She is our co-leader with Carlin.
Stephanie has 2 items left, right?
2 items remaining on Stephanie.
as the temperature continues to go down here in the studio.
It's a bit nipply in here.
It is nipply.
What Starship Enterprise captain was the escort of Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at a 1997 White House dinner?
Captain Kirk.
Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard.
Ah, item number four. What's coming off, Stephanie?
My top.
The top is coming off.
Well, let's see what's...
There we go! Beautifully unconfined rest.
Very nice.
Any chance?
And a little pose at the window.
Any chance your dad's listening?
No. If
he is, she's got nice ones, too.
Yes, she does.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, if you're listening, sir. And it's time for...
Paul the Briber.
Paul the Briber.
Paul the Briber is down to his last item of clothing.
This could be it for Paul. Paul?
Yes.
What, according to superstition, is the significance of peanuts at the Indianapolis 500?
The significance, quiet, guys, the significance of peanuts is better traction.
It's bad luck.
And that's it for you, Paul.
Get more!
Time to get totally naked. All right, ladies.
All right, that's it.
Ladies are all peeking.
He has no problem. Look at him. Goddamn exhibitionist he is.
Here we go. Okay. And there were six.
Now, Joe, why are you standing there like that, Joe? Joe, I had to delete that out. You can't say that, Joe.
I don't want to see a man's genitals.
He's amazing, isn't
That's
he?
That's why he's Slow Joe.
He is Slow Joe.
I don't want to see a man see.
Right.
I don't want to. Some of the guys here are referring to his package as peanuts, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
All right, it's Lil Beth.
Beth is down to her last item of clothing.
Beth.
Beth, who's doing this for her husband today?
What classic British novel written in 1928 was banned in Britain until 1960?
No clue.
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
And that's it for you, Beth. Time to get totally naked, and immediately the panties hit the floor. Let's give Beth a big round of applause.
Yeah. She also takes the walk in front of the window.
The ladies are being very nice to take the walk in front of the window. I think that's fair.
All right, that's it. That's it for Beth.
That's right. They've been very sporting.
And that means it's Casey's turn, right?
That's right. Please. It's actually please Carla's come. Turn.
Oh, Carla.
Oh. Carla.
Carla's next, and she's one of our leaders.
Carla has two items.
Actually, she is our leader with two items of clothing remaining.
What Cincinnati congressman went on to become a controversial talk show host?
Jerry Springer.
That's another correct answer.
Don't care for the easy ones.
Listen, asswipe. Who said that?
Who's the CT, Don or Carla? I mean, come on now.
Now, boys, behave yourselves.
You see how this works?
That's KC, I think, that was lipping off.
No, it wasn't. It was Paul the Polynesian.
I pull out the card. And as it turns out,
oh my gosh,
the one on the very top is the hardest question. And that's what that one was.
And I got news for you guys. Even if somebody wins, usually they get naked just out of good sportsmanship.
Whose debut album was titled Pieces of You?
Blondie.
Oh.
Heart.
Rungi.
Heart. And that's it for you, Casey.
Jewel.
Time to get totally naked. And take a look, ladies. Casey's getting totally
Don
naked.
Is totally staring at my... Don.
Blondie.
I mean, come on, are you a man?
Blondie.
All right.
Blondie.
All right, Don, you want to look. Here you go.
Blondie.
It's very cold in here, ladies.
Hey,
I'm solid seven, all right?
Casey.
Blondie.
Casey, I'm a solid seven.
Casey, a bit of a sore loser.
Yes, he is. I had to look over there to make sure that the guys do their job.
And then there were one, two, three, four remaining contestants. A little bitterness from KC going out the door there. Very unfortunate.
So now we're down to Megan, Stephanie, Carla, and Matt.
That's right. And Carla is our leader. She has two items of clothing still remaining.
Blonde. Blonde.
Jesus.
F you.
That's right. And you know what? Hey, you know what the problem is? Casey, your microphone's turned off now.
Blondie.
Doesn't that suck?
Because he's got all the power.
No, turn it back on. Turn his mic on. Go out there.
Blonde. Did you get a good look, Don? You should have taken a picture. You're all man.
Blonde.
All man. You're all man.
Blonde.
Did you see the scar? You had a really good look.
What was that the scar from when you got the enlargement?
Oh,
welcome to our world. Come on, still want to play, big man? All right.
Which disease was the scar for?
That was syphilis.
Syphilis.
Don't you know about that?
No surprise there, Casey.
Don't I know about it?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm upset, Don. I really want to go to California.
Your mom told me that. Your mom said, for God's sakes, wear a rubber. I got syphilis.
Casey, do you have trouble with not winning? Do you have trouble with...
I'm very competitive, Mike. As you play golf, I'm sure. I'm sure you've broken many clubs and thrown them. And I'm very much like that. I don't like to lose.
You're nothing like me.
Blonde. All right, Casey, get out of here.
All right, get out. Out of here, hammerhead.
Blonde.
Yeah. We've definitely had some festive guys today.
We sure have.
We really have.
And we're down to four.
Down to four.
And we'll get a winner. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When do I get to touch your breast?
The Don and Mike Show.
They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
Great, 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 great strip trivia today.
I was telling the ladies that are here today, you resurrected strip trivia. Give yourselves a nice round of applause.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Thank you. The big smelly guys as well.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get a winner in this round, and then we'll bring everybody back to let them say hi to their friends and get plugs in and whatever they want to do.
Excellent.
So let's begin with Megan.
Is this a lightning round?
You bet your ass.
All right, Megan. Megan is down to her last item. She is covered with beautiful tattoos.
However, it's going to be a lightning round. We'll give you 10 seconds.
Very good.
Cool.
10 seconds.
Round number 7.
And what is this? That's Amore. Thank you for the food.
Yes, wonderful food. Everybody that played the game got to eat after us.
What month of the year is most likely to spawn the most hurricanes? You have 10 seconds.
April?
September.
September! And that's September. It for Megan.
Megan, you are...
down to her last.
Out. Megan, nice meeting you.
Thank you, Megan.
She sure does like being naked.
She does. She's got those beautiful tattoos. 2 pierced nipples. What a game, what a game.
Now let's go to Stephanie.
Matthew? Matthew has 2 items of clothing remaining. I'm sorry, 1 item of clothing remaining.
Well, then, who has 2? We should go to the person with 2 next.
So you go in the order. You go in the order that we do it. That's the way.
Go to the 2.
Because that's part of that's the way it works legitimately.
Oh, okay, all right. Matt.
That's what you want.
No, I understand.
Just playing the game the right way.
I know. Who provided the voice of the baby in the film Look Who's Talking?
John Travolta.
Bruce Willis.
And that's it for you, Matthew. Time to get totally naked.
Blonde. And he had... What was that, girls?
Lucky girl.
Lucky girl.
Ah.
Hey.
Wait. Hold on, wait a minute. Everybody's talking at once here. Carla, what did you say? You want to say it on the microphone?
Go ahead.
I said the lights were not on that time.
Oh, the lights were not on.
It's very dim in there.
All right. Turn the lights on.
Turn the lights on for Carla. Come back and show Carla your meat.
You gotta come back. Carla didn't see you.
Who's Carla? Carla wants to see your meat.
I want to see Carla's meat.
All right, he's getting naked all over again. There we go.
Okay, well,
was it worth it, Carla?
How was that, Carla?
Yeah, she nodded her head. All right. Now, I should point out there are 2 contestants left, Stephanie and Carla. Stephanie is down to her last item of clothing. If she has an incorrect answer, that means that Carla will win the game.
Correct.
Come on, girls.
What non-musical program became MTV's number one show in 1993? 10 seconds. Would you like to repeat
the question? Real world.
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, and that's it. Time that for you to get totally naked. Oh,
yeah.
Stephanie is totally nude, and that means Carla, you are going to Hollywood. Step up to the microphone, Carla.
Pieces of you.
Carla, you have won the trip.
Congratulations, Carla.
I know that I speak for all the guys here in the studio as well as in the other room.
And everyone listening.
And everyone listening who are saying you have won the game. If you would like to, as a courtesy, strip for all of us just to show us that you're a good sport.
Be courteous.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Be courteous. Be courteous.
Let me tell you, Carly, you've won a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Hollywood to attend the exclusive end-of-tour party with Poison at the Roxy Theater. You'll be there, the intimate set, televised on VH1. Then you get to go out for an evening with Poison. Trip is courtesy of VH1 Classic, the new 24-hour music network. You get your tickets to see Poison Nissan Pavilion Friday, July 12th. Tickets available through NissanPavilion.com.
I'm a good sport. She's a good sport.
Yes.
Yes. So,
the drum roll.
So, ready?
Yes. Blonde.
We're ready. Blonde.
And now she's making her way over to the window. She's peering in there. We're playing the timpani right now.
Blonde.
And Carla about to see if it's blonde. Is removing.
I hear no music. I don't hear any music.
Yeah, we're playing the drum roll right now.
Playing the drum roll right now.
And
let's hit those jugs.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
Lord. Fantastic. And she's going to the panties.
Wow, those are real.
She is going
those
to the panties.
Those are real.
Yeah.
Go all the way.
We can't see.
We can't see.
Here we go. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Any spending money, maybe?
Any spending money?
$50.
No.
Yeah, no.
Hey, how much we got? Get some ones together, guys.
And now, and yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bravo. Total duty. Contestant got totally naked.
Wow.
Way to go, Carla.
Wow.
Wow, what a game, what a game.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hey, Buzz, let me tap you on the shoulder.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Woo-wee.
Wow.
Pretty incredible game.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wasn't that terrific?
Yeah, good one. Sure was. We got a break here?
Yes.
Okay, we'll come back.
Everybody gets to say their little goodbyes when we come back.
And congratulations, Carla. You're going to Hollywood to see Poison.
Fantastic.
Tell Brett Michaels we said hello. Maybe we'll look for you on VH1. Everybody else, stay there.
Right.
I speak for everyone. I say we're going to go towel off. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
In desperate need of a good fecking, Don and Mike.
All right, now let me say tomorrow on the show, we're going to get Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
From today, USA Today, and it's a good one. Extremely queer.
Very good.
Also tomorrow, Mr. Jim Skin.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Skin Moments. Dennis Murphy, Tom Gavin playing Password. And we will have our Hot Wire winner tomorrow. Now, all the people who win, who didn't win the Poison contest today have gotten their choice of the following tickets.
Okay.
Some will see Lenny Kravitz with Pink, Nissan Pavilion, July 16th. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster locations. Charged by phone online, Ticketmaster.com, NissanPavilion.com, and CC.com. Courtesy of Miller Beer.
Very good.
Some folks will win tickets before they can buy them to see David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar at the Nissan Pavilion Friday, August 16th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 11. Tickets available at Ticketmaster locations in Nissan Pavilion. Some folks have won tickets to see the World Wrestling Entertainment Tour of Defiance Action.
Yeah, brother.
Tour of... Wait. What's the dealio there?
It just stopped.
There it is. Some folks have won WWE tickets for the Tour of Defiance. And that's at the MCI Center, June 28th. Tickets on sale at the MCI box office at Ticketmaster. See over 30 of your favorite superstars, including Hulk Hogan versus The Undertaker. Some folks have won tickets to an Area 2 festival with David Bowie, Moby, Busta Rhymes, and many more at Nissan Pavilion July 28th.
David Bowie.
Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster locations, charged by phone online. Or go to Ticketmaster.com, Nissan Pavilion, Busta.com, and CC.com.
There you go. You got it all in.
Now, someone's won tickets to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Brian Setzer. Nissan Pavilion, Wednesday, July 17th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster locations, charged by phone or online at Ticketmaster.com or CC.com.
Lots of great shows coming this summer. Lots of verbiage. Lots of stuff to plug.
But anyway, everybody gets tickets for either whatever they want. David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar and WWE or Lenny Kravitz and Pink and Harriet Sue and Tom Petty. So hoping that everybody got what they wanted.
I hope so.
Let's now take this opportunity to go around the room and say a fond farewell.
First of all, Megan, step up to the microphone. Anything you'd like to say? Anybody you'd like to say hello to? Anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, everybody at Sticky Fingers, Ambiguous City Records, LandspeakRecord.net, Morpheus Records, SidebarTavern.com.
Megan got the most out of her plug.
Megan, what did you choose as your parting gift?
I didn't get to choose, but I got the David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar thing.
Oh,
that's
good.
Pretty darn cool.
You did. Thank you very much, Megan. Now, how about Paul,
the Filipino Paul?
Filipino Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi there, Don.
Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to say to my girlfriend, Mahal Kita, and I'd like to say shout out to my little brothers that are sitting at home, sitting on their ass, when they should be cleaning up the house.
All right, and what are you going to go see?
I'm going to see WWE, even though I wanted to see Lenny Kravitz, but that's all right.
All right.
All right, you Filipinos. Pain in the ass. Where's Brooke?
Brooke, step up and say hi.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Brooke. Anybody want to say hi to besides your dad?
Yes, of course, my dad and my mom and Miss CLD. Thanks a lot for listening.
All right.
And I want to say I love Matt. This is my fiance. We're getting married.
Oh, wonderful.
That was a secret.
I love him very much.
Way to go. That was a secret. What are you guys going to go see?
We got the Tom Petty one, and we got the Moby Area 2 one. Yeah.
Beautiful. Have a great time.
Thank you very much.
And where's Rob?
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 Has Rob left already? No, Rob's here.
Yes.
All right, step up, Rob.
Hi, Rob. How you doing? I want to thank Don and Mike. Had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Great to come in and see the show in action. And I want to say hi to Sean, Sharon, Margaret. That's about it. And Chris City Restaurant, if you get a chance, come by. We have a great time. I know Don and Mike, they'll probably stop by.
Yeah. And what are you going to see, wrestling?
Yeah, I got the wrestling tickets.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Colette.
Where's Colette?
Here's
Step up, Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi.
Hi.
Anything you'd like to say?
I'd like to say hi to my husband, Steve.
Steve.
I'm coming home.
All right.
And say hi to my baby boy.
Yeah.
And my sister and her boyfriend.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. What are you going to go see?
Lenny Kravitz and Pink.
Very beautiful. Have a great time. Nice seeing you again, Colette.
Thank you.
Matt, step up. Fiance Matt.
Yes, indeed. I want to say hey to Henwin and Seth and Voluptus. And I do love my fiance, Brooke.
Oh, wonderful. We already know what you're going to go see. That's great.
Well, we saw her pink today. Wow. Let me just say two words to you, my friend. Fitty talk.
All right, Stephanie.
Where's Stephanie?
I want to say hello to my husband, who probably didn't have the confidence in me to show up today. I love you very much. I'm sorry I didn't win, but I was the runner-up. And Don and Mike, you've been great, and so has your staff. Thanks so much.
You did it, Stephanie. Way to go.
Hi, Stephanie. What are you going to go see, Stephanie? Are you going to see David Lee Roth?
David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. And honey, I think I might take you.
Oh, all right.
Paul,
the briber.
Paul the briber. Paul who really walks even with that kind of bent over.
Yeah, the driver's look.
Driver's look. You really do. You're all slumped over like him, Paul.
Thank you. My wife will appreciate that.
All right, Paul.
I want to tell my wife and kids that I deal with every day just for you, and that's why I'm here. Love you. Got Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth, and that's it.
Thank you, Paul.
You guys are great. Thank you, Paul. Radio gods.
Very nice meeting you, Paul. Actually, he's a nice guy.
Very nice guy. They're all nice people today.
He's a nice guy. Little Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Here's Little Beth.
Hi,
Little
Beth.
Who do you want to say hi to, Beth?
I want to say hi to my husband, yes. And happy anniversary, sweetie.
Oh, you just remembered it.
While I was standing in here, so yes, happy anniversary.
Your husband's a very nice guy. I got a chance to chat with him outside.
Yeah, he's
big fans of you guys. I've been listening to you for 17 years, so. And I'm going to the wrestling thing, and I will probably take my daughter, because she's a huge wrestling fan.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Nice seeing you, little Beth.
Thanks.
How about
Greg?
Greg Marmalade.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Greg. Greg, who do you want to say hi to?
I'd like to say hi to all the boys of the National Automobile Dealers Association. I know they're listening today. And if you need a car anywhere in the metro area, go to easterns.com, Easterns Mega Center in Manassas, Virginia.
Very good.
Beautiful. What are you going to go see?
I'll see David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar.
Excellent. We'll see you at that show. And
Carla,
our big wiener.
Carla, fantastic. You're going to Hollywood. Who do you want to say hi to?
I'd just like to thank you guys. I've been a fan a long time. It's great to see you in person. Never really knew what you looked like.
It's great to see you
different.
In person.
Yeah. You know, and I spoke to my boyfriend. He's like, well, why'd you have to take your clothes off? I said, it had to be a good sport.
Yeah,
good sport.
There you go. Give her a round of applause. Nice. Way to go, Carla.
Nicely done. Anyone else you want to say hi to?
My mom and dad in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
I don't know.
Wonderful.
You know. Thank you
very much, Carla.
And the sorest loser of the day.
Yeah.
Making his way to the microphone right
now. Blondie. Blondie.
Hey, Casey.
Here comes Casey.
What's up? I want to shout out to all my homies in PG County.
Blondie.
We are the rawest, toughest MFers. We all know that. You guys are all from Northern Virginia, right?
Right.
Suburbs.
yeah, there aren't any of those in PG County.
My homies in the jungle, what's up? I want to say hello to my best golfing buddy, Scotty Dakin. Scott, I'm going to get that trophy back, you bastard. I'm going to win. And to my ex-girlfriend, Becky, who I always love. I'll always love you, Becky.
Oh.
And I'm choking up. All right. And thanks to you, Don and Mike. You guys have been great.
You did win an Academy Award.
Thank you,
Casey.
Everybody
get out.
Everybody out.
Everybody
thank
out.
You very much. Thanks
out.
For coming.
Now, everybody
take
out.
It easy.
And, you know, really, the women were all beautiful. And we've
yes.
asked many times, I understand, we've been getting lots of calls.
Right.
People saying, what website can we go to see the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, right now, we are a show without a website.
Ah, that's it. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I'll be damned mm-hmm. if we're going to put the pictures on WNEW.com.
Nah, not going to happen.
So, you know, it's like the olden days.
Yes, the old days. Use your imagination.
Got you. Sorry. And that's it. And here we are again. And also we want to thank That's Amore.
Yeah, great food.
It was real nice having food in here for a change. We played the game as well.
We'll have to do that every time.
All right, like I said, tomorrow's jam-packed. Too. Craig Wilson, Mr. Skin, Dennis Murphy, Tom Gavin, Password.
Wow. Right.
Oh, we're going to get the winner in the Hot Wire contest.
Fantastic.
All of that tomorrow. Thanks for a good one today. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Don't work so hard,
I'm exhausted.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And, oh, yes.
To Duluth.
Ask.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.